Morongo Casino Studios.
It's Frosty, Heidi, and Frank
on 95.5 KLOS
and KLOS HD1.
Wednesday, April 19th. Thank you for joining us. We are Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. What is Frosty and Frank today?
Yeah, Heidi's on vacation.
And in a matter of minutes, Carrie Keegan's going to be joining us again. Carrie is a talk show host, author, comedian, actress, producer, and entrepreneur.
She's also very funny and damn hot.
You're in love.
I am in love.
I've never seen you as this giddy about a woman in a long time.
It's been a while, but she fits all my perfect woman's requirements. Sweet, funny. She's smart. You can have a conversation with her. She's blonde. She's not tall.
Something you're just not used to.
She's giggly, bubbly, and Frank. And she loves to drink.
And she does. She's a drinker.
She's a perfect woman.
Yeah, booze news yesterday. I didn't think she'd make it back in. I actually direct message on Twitter. I was like, you all right? Did you make it home okay? She's like, yeah, I'm fine. It's all good. Be there tomorrow.
Kind of like we did Friday's party show yesterday.
Yeah, Carrie has written a book, Everybody Curses, I Swear. And if you pick that up at Amazon or Barnes & Noble, I suggest you do so. It's a very funny book. A juicy behind-the-scenes stories from the biggest stars.
It's a great book. I've read most of it. It's next to my nightstand. After all the booze we had yesterday.
Because it has her on the cover. Next to your nightstand.
Don't turn something beautiful into something sick and
sleazy. Right next to the Kleenex and the Vaseline.
You know, I do have a nightstand next to my bed, and there's four drawers in it. Guess what's in the top two drawers?
Really? I guessed it?
We all have.
If you want to guess what's in the other drawers, give us a call. 1-800-955-5567.
If you guess it, I'll tell you.
Let's get some traffic. What's going on?
Now, back to Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Nonstop for the next 40 minutes.
On 95.5 KLOS.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show, Wednesday, April 19th. Oh, halfway through the week.
Already.
That's why we need this coffee we just got. It's called Strong Ass. What's it called? Strong Ass Coffee?
I believe so. Strong Ass. It's the strongest coffee made on the earth. I believe it's.
We ordered it, and finally the bag came in, ground it up.
720 milligrams of caffeine per cup, which is, I guess, a regular cup of coffee is about 120, give or take. So what's that? Six. One cup equals six. Is that 720 milligrams?
I can already feel it.
There it is. Well, I just started slurping, but it tastes really good.
Black Insomnia Coffee Company.
Microphone there, sir.
Whole bean coffee.
Where did you get a hold of this? I know it just came out, just released.
It was blackinsomnia.com, and they sold out on Amazon the first day.
Oh.
So, we have some.
An appropriate black bag with a scary X on the front.
So we made a pot of it, and we're drinking. How much caffeine does it have in it?
720 milligrams per cup.
And the regular cup is 120?
Somewhere around there, yeah. It's about seven times.
So two full cups of this coffee is equivalent of 12.
I can already feel it. You can't feel it at all?
I just had a couple sips. I'm just starting.
I can feel like in my scalp. You know when you take a bunch of mini thins? You start speed.
The trucker pill.
Yeah, the trucker pills. You start taking those and you can feel your hair growing. I can already feel it. Even on my testicles.
Really? From just like half
just
a cup of coffee?
I don't know.
I used to have friends who used to be truckers, and it was back in college. I had to study all night. He goes, dude, you want some speckle pups? You ever heard of a speckle pup?
Yeah. That's also speed pills, right?
I took a speckle pup. This is my young, stupid days. I was up for like 3 days. I was so up, I couldn't concentrate on studying.
Yeah, I took about so many mini thins once at that trucker pill that, because I was driving back. It was like from Georgia to Indiana. This is back in college, and I was tired. So I went into the truck stop and ate a bunch of those, and so many that I was just like, I don't think I blinked the entire trip back. And then when I got back, I got undressed to get in bed, and my penis had disappeared. I mean, like every one of my veins and capillaries all shrunk because of the caffeine, and my penis was pretty much in. I had a vagina.
Oh my God, no!
And then I went crazy because I was a woman. I thought I was going crazy because I was like, "Where'd it go?" Freaks you out.
The good news is, guys, she bought you drinks for a day or two. It all came back.
It came back. Speaking of a crazy woman, is she here yet? Did she get up this morning? She's got a hangover. Let's get Carrie Keegan
here.
Here
she is.
Oh, there she is.
Day two with Carrie Keegan. Carrie, welcome back. We have some coffee for you.
Yeah, I heard.
Some wake me up.
Yeah. I think I would have to do a lot of shots in order to counter whatever is in that cup.
And we shall. It's good.
Do you normally drink coffee or no?
I don't. I'm one of those very, very sensitive caffeine people.
Well, this will be fun.
That's going to knock me right into next week. I was wondering if it's going to make my hair grow faster. Do you think it will?
I can feel mine growing already. I've had like three sips.
So you're sensitive to caffeine, yet you hold your liquor pretty good.
Yeah, it's called being Irish.
Ah, that's what it is.
I think that's where it comes from. It's just in my DNA.
And no wonder you love her so much. She's Irish, Frosty.
I didn't even know that part. Maybe that's why I have this attraction, because Irish are attracted to other Irish. We need to repopulate the planet. We're about to die off, you know.
What, you don't think there's enough white people?
Not enough Irish white people. That's the higher echelon. The cream of the crop.
Now, that's funny.
See? It's the coffee, man. I just finished my cup.
Well, you already finished it. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
It's nice to be here.
I told him I direct messaged you last night to see if you made it home okay.
Yeah, I was far less wasted yesterday than I was the last time I was here.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, sweet.
Maybe it's the Woodburn Reserve.
Only the good stuff. Doesn't give you a hangover.
We did pace ourselves yesterday. We drank throughout the entire show.
I'll tell you what got me the last time. I think it was the Malort. I think the combination of Malort and anything...
The nasty stuff
will just knock you on your butt.
Maybe.
Yeah, the Malort is like the Jaeger of Chicago. But it doesn't taste anything like Jaeger. It just tastes like a tire's butthole.
Actually, you're probably right.
Honestly, I did not think it was that bad. You are such a baby.
Oh, okay.
There we go.
Tough girl. It's 6:20, huh?
I guess we're doing this now.
No, you are.
What have you done to us?
I think she forgot.
I did it.
For her to say it's not that bad. This is the worst liquor in the world. We actually have a whole game based around it as the Malort Challenge because nobody wants to drink it.
How do I prove that it's not that bad?
You have to drink it and then smile through it.
And smile for the next 30 seconds because it has a delayed effect, like a mushroom building cloud.
All right, there she goes.
It doesn't even smell bad.
Well, it's deceiving.
It's not a great smell, but it smells like a cleaner, really. It's more,
which it may be.
Something you clean wood floors with.
But here's the problem. Now I have a day that I'm now wasting again.
Right. Yes.
All right. That's called the radio.
I hate you all. Cheers, everybody.
Cheers. Oh, that was a big one, too, huh?
Down it went. Okay.
It burns.
See,
it is such a weird. It's a weird aftertaste, but no, I remember this because I remember thinking, "Oh, that's like Fernet."
I can hear the salivation going.
Well, what
on.
Else is it gonna do? It's like minty.
It sounds like you're being strangled now. The esophagus is closing.
Not that bad.
And right about now, it hits the stomach.
My eyes are watering.
Yep.
Here, have some coffee.
Go. There, guys.
Actually, I want to. I might die today. If that happens, you guys, just know that I loved you.
Yeah. You know that, like, the cartoon?
My stomach just burns.
See? It gets you. About 30 seconds
it's
later.
It's time release horribleness.
Yeah. It's like a double explosion bomb.
She's going to be like the Roadrunner. The coyote, when the roadrunner goes out, eats the seeds and starts bouncing off the wall and going real fast after you drink this and after Malort. My God.
The coffee tastes fine.
It is. It's a wonderful taste in coffee.
How do they do that?
I don't know.
I don't know how they get
maybe
more caffeine
out of it. Maybe it's a scam. Maybe we're all, psychosomatic. We all think, I can feel the hair in my arms. It's just normal coffee.
I didn't think about that. It's all in our head. We could be tricking. They're tricking us.
Placebo effect.
You can't taste caffeine, right?
I guess not, because I expected to taste some sort of fizzy tanginess or maybe a bubbling, like an Alka-Seltzer.
Whatever you picture caffeine would be.
Well, did you ever take that frozen orange thing, like Middle Made, and you in the freezer and you lick it with your tongue, and it's way too tart? I expected a tartness to this coffee. But no, it's smooth and nice and full-bodied like any other coffee.
What'd you lick?
You know those frozen orange things?
Concentrate.
Yes,
orange juice.
That. You put it in a thing of water. Do you ever lick that directly? Just lick the frozen thing?
No.
You haven't?
Then those are poor people's popsicles.
Wow.
That's like, I remember poor kids ate butter sticks as candy bars.
That's disgusting.
Ugh. Oh, yeah. I grew up in Indiana, and you see kids eating butter sticks all the time just as candy.
The cholesterol rating is a little higher in the Midwest.
Wow. Well, now I know why.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for trying us one more time, coming in on the show.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
And she wore her Motley Crue t-shirt this time.
You did? Look at that.
I have a full uniform when I come here now. I get yesterday, to pull out all my vintage tees.
It was rat yesterday.
Today
now
is Shout at the Devil.
That's
and this
a good
is like
one.
The full baseball tee.
Did
like,
you cut that off
I
yourself?
Didn't. This is how
oh,
it
that's
was.
How you bought
yeah.
it. Oh.
Full vintage. Someone else was smart enough to do this.
Mm. So, Rat is cool, Motley's cool, but if we went like 2 weeks, would you be down to like Huey Lewis and the News, Hootie and the Blowfish?
Okay, I do have Creed.
Oh. Yeah.
But it was a gift. Someone gave it to me, ironically.
Do you?
But I will wear it one day.
Okay, fine.
And I do have Winger.
Winger!
Mm-hmm.
Kip Winger.
Mm-hmm. Who actually is a wonderful human being and gets way too much crap for just being Winger.
Did you ask him about, because you interviewed everybody, did you ask him about the old pedophile song?
No, he doesn't, he's had a lot happen in his life. He doesn't like to go back to all of that. After Beavis and Butthead, he pretty much just ruined him. And so now when you bring up Winger, he just gets sort of a sad face. But he was nominated for a Grammy this year. I don't know if you guys
this
knew
year?
That. He writes ballets now. I mean, he was always a ballerina.
Did he get a Grammy for ballet?
Yes,
Todd.
He wrote a ballet.
Oh,
no.
How tough can that be? Put on a tutu and dance around with your hands in the air.
I mean, ask Beethoven how hard it was to write.
I can do a ballet.
Sure.
Is this a slowed down version of 17 with harps and
pretty
stuff?
Pretty much,
right?
Yeah.
You're such a dick.
Bling, 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 bling.
There we go.
Well, you can say that. You can refer to someone as...
I just can't
penis.
Call your stuff.
You can't talk
you got,
about
you got censored
first
there.
Person.
Foul-mouthed woman.
Look at that. 625 and I'm already...
So Kerry Keegan is the first censor and the first drinking and the first boozing of the day.
I'm just trying to start the day out right, everybody.
How long did it take you to write that book?
Well, I mean, in total, probably about 4 years.
4 years.
But really, the bulk of it was done in the last year before it was released.
And it was all you. It wasn't a ghostwriter. It wasn't you telling people, because some people use ghostwriters.
No. I did have, well, I wouldn't call her a ghostwriter. She's credited on the book. So I did have
as
someone
the ghost.
Helping. Yeah.
So you would.
Why didn't I think of that?
So how does that work? You speak and she records it and transcribes it into
yeah,
fluent sentences?
Yeah, we did hours, months of interviews, and she went through all my old interviews and transcribed everything. And it is a whole process. But really, the last year was me sort of making it sound like me and adding all the details that I didn't remember that first time around. It's complicated.
Did you add some details that maybe didn't happen just to make it a better story?
No.
Because that's what I'd have to do. Because I don't really remember that much. My brain is shot.
Yeah, but that's why I have a business partner that remembers everything.
Oh.
So I was like, hey, Kurosh, what happened here? He's like, oh, yeah. Go through all the details. The other part of it, too, is that you know, a lot of the book is transcriptions from my interviews, so that's just watching them again.
Oh.
And remembering, oh, yeah, I remember what happened.
8,000 interviews.
Something like that.
Oh God, the book. How thick is this book?
Well, there aren't 8,000 in the book, but I've done probably 8,000 or 9,000 in my life.
God, if the people in this room, how many interviews have we done?
I was going to say, you guys, if you think about it, if you're doing stuff every day.
We've got to be in the 20,000 range here, all of which were great and memorable. Oh.
There's always
a few
that you're
like
ah.
Who's the last person we had on the show before Carrie?
What was the
you don't even
white
remember.
Buffalo guy count?
White Buffalo, yeah, good for you.
Even I knew that.
White Buffalo counts. It's going to take us longer to write our book.
You see, I should start a mine.
I thought you were going to start a book when you retired 7 years ago.
I was talking to Carrie yesterday. I've been working on a creative writing book for years, longer than year four. It's like the bottom right drawer of my desk. There's a manuscript
right next
in there.
To my book.
Yeah.
Oh wait, no, that's the
yours
top
in the
drawer.
Nightstand. The nightstand next to the Kleenex
and the petroleum jelly.
Oh, you're not really supposed to use that, I don't think.
No.
What? I think you're supposed to use, like, cocoa butter. Coconut oil would be nice.
I have petroleum jelly. I've got a vat of it.
But coconut oil has, like, a antibacterial in it, naturally.
Well, what are you using it for? I'm using it on my face.
What? Vaseline?
Yes.
Also good.
I use it on my... Well, when I color my hair, when I color my temples, you put Vaseline, you follow your temples, And therefore, it doesn't stain your skin.
Which you're not doing anymore.
Right. I stopped.
You took it all off.
I'm turning gray. But when I colored my hair, when I stopped 3 weeks ago, you would have to put Vaseline all along your hairline on your skin.
So if I found your vat of Vaseline, it has finger brown streaks in it.
And a bunch of brown stuff in it. Oh. It's just from in hair dye gel. What do you think it would be?
I didn't know what you used it for.
I smeared it all over my face.
Because you're dyeing your hair while you're in bed. That's why you have it in your nightstand.
Well, I don't know how I ended up in my nightstand. I just moved, you know, and things end up in places. How'd this get here? Could be Alzheimer's. I don't know. There's no storage space in my house. I got to use what I can find.
Do you get weirded out with crumbs in the butter as well? Like jelly streaks in the butter?
Not so much. Maybe hair on the soap.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Like a random pube that's not mine?
How do you know it's not yours? Maybe you just had a different color growing in there. You have a multiple.
I do. I'm like a calico cat over here. I got the brown hair, red beard, black chest hair, red pubes.
You have black chest hair?
Yeah.
You know, if you did a crime and left hairs at the scene, they'd think like four different people.
I wouldn't call that black.
Oh, what do you call it?
It's slightly Auburn. Darker than your beard. Auburn.
It's black.
Is it graying
it's
yet on the
really
chest?
It's not really black, you guys. It's not. You're not all not, gothy under
it's
there.
It's not thick Armenian black, but it's black.
It's black
straight.
For an Irish.
It's black for a pasty white guy.
Are you graying yet on the chest?
No, not on the chest.
If you do start to go gray, will you put Just From In gel on there to dye your chest hair?
No.
I did that.
Have you ever shaved your chest?
I did, but I don't have the areolas for it.
Oh. Did you shave them off?
No, but look, when I have hair, you know, it kind of hides things. And I have good chest hair where it like contours my body as
Me
opposed
too.
To this patchy stuff. And so I had a roommate who had no chest hair at all. And I was like, let me just try that stuff, you know? And my nipples are bigger, I guess. My areolas are like very feminine. And you can't see that through the hair.
You don't normally see it that much hair where you don't see it.
You know what I mean? There's shadow,
the
contouring.
The
exactly.
See,
all of a sudden, it's like these giant brown saucers. Oh. And I come out of the bathroom. He starts dying, laughing, and pointing fingers. I had to wear a shirt to cool that summer.
Wow, peer pressure sucks.
It was my idea, so I really couldn't be upset. But I was like, you know what? I should shave this off, you know? You look good with no hair on your chest. You know, women don't really like that, so I'll just try to shave it off. And by God,
doesn't
mistake.
Do you
nature.
Have tiny little bit nips? What
yeah,
do you
I think
got?
Mine are normal, but they're kind
Let's
of.
Let's all compare our nipples.
They're pointed. I've got gynecomastia.
You know, my inside voice was like, "Yeah,
yeah, sure, I win."
I think mine are normal size, but as you can see, I'm an overweight man, so I'm getting they're breasts.
Are they tucking under?
Yeah, they kind of are, yeah. I need a sports bra.
If a baby cried right now, he'd ruin that shirt.
Oh, I got to show you guys something. Speaking of shirts, yesterday, I mentioned I was going to do it. I broke down yesterday. I went to the big and fat, the short and fat store, where they have clothes for people who are either fat or short.
Wait, you mean
or
big
tall.
And tall?
Big and tall, what do they call it?
I think it's the big and tall store.
But I needed short and fat, and I couldn't find it.
Is this because we had 700 shots of
yes.
whiskey, and you were like, I'm going to go shopping?
So I'm wearing the first shirt, and I have to back up to show you all of it. The problem is when you're my height, which and I'm not a tall man. I'm rather, you know, 5'7 if I really stretch. Okay, 5'6" something. So to find a shirt at the big and tall store that would fit my girth, they assume I'm 7 feet tall. Look how long this shirt is.
Yes, it goes completely past
it's down to my knees.
Your crotch area. Yeah, it's
I mean,
down to
wouldn't
your
you
mid-thighs.
Prefer it to come past your boy parts?
Well, like, but it covers my entire buttocks down to my knees.
But you know what that means? Now you can wear stretchy pants.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I can. I can wear no pants at all. This is like
once you've covered that whole like buttocks area,
yeah.
Now you can wear whatever you
this
want
is,
down there.
This is like a nightgown. So I feel like Bob Cratchit or whoever the guy
Wait,
is.
That shirt is way too big for you, dude.
I know, but it's the only one that would fit me. But it's
do
a
we
million
need to go
miles.
Shopping? We do.
Million, it's too long.
What I mean, the arms go past your. I mean, the short sleeve shirt it goes past your elbows.
I know
the sleeve.
This is made for a giant, but it's very flowing and comfortable in the middle section. It's just too long.
I'm gonna take you to Zara. We're going to find you a shirt that fits.
Good luck. Good luck. So anyway, I bought several of these things. And so I thought if I washed them, they might shrink a little bit. They
did. You bought more than one of that shirt?
Oh, yeah. I bought like six.
Did you take the tags off yet?
I already washed them and everything, yeah.
Jesus.
They were on sale. And but I thought,
did you try your MeUndies on yesterday that we got?
They're in the dryer. I haven't put them on yet, but I'll
try them
tonight.
They're so cute.
They're soft when you feel them.
Yeah.
They're silky
soft. So now you
got
comfy boxers. You can wear your MeUndies with no pants.
That's right.
And that shirt. We wouldn't see anything.
Is it possible I could
and
be
then you may not get another guest on this show.
Exactly. Okay, he's never coming back.
No, I'll be back.
Oh, she'll be back. She doesn't give a damn.
No one else will come.
At this point.
You know, somebody has to be the first trendsetter. Maybe I'm the trendsetter for the long, long-ass shirt that hangs down to your knees. What do you think? Could this catch on? Could this be the next big thing?
Men wearing
for big things
is not a new thing.
Really? Yeah, okay. Buying the wrong size shirt is not new.
Gary, did you have that go-to question on all your interviews that was just that silly question? It was like, all right, boxers or briefs, George Clooney, and you ask that to every male.
Well, everything I did was uncensored, so I probably can't repeat it here. But yeah, sure, there were a few that
your
I would
go-to questions.
Go to, yeah, and it was always just to get people to relax and realize that I was an uncensored interview.
So you came out of the box with this question, so this
sometimes,
sets the mood.
Sometimes, or it would just end up being a way if someone was being a little bit too closed off. Okay, you ready, buddy? You ready? All right. It's not that bad.
Starting
but
with
it,
the sensor,
it was just
great.
Like if it was a more serious interview, I would ask people about their holy shit moment.
Okay.
Which is it's really not that bad.
Now,
but like,
you know the word you just said it just got bleeped. You would ask them about their moment.
Their holy poop
right,
moment.
They didn't hear any of that.
The holy poop
cow
moment.
Holy
yeah
cow
okay, there
moment
we go.
Radio.
Which is really not that special, but when you say it in an interview that people aren't used to swearing in, all of a sudden they're like, oh,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, this is a little more relaxed.
And then instantly it became a different
what's yours
conversation.
What's your holy cow moment?
I mean, we talked a little bit about it yesterday, but when Sylvester Stallone moved into my office that of my life, that and pretty much every day since then, because I see him all the time now, and every time I see him, there's always a story he tells me, or just him walking in and hearing his voice, you know, sort of off
or even
the
knowing
corner
that he knows your name.
Yeah,
he's like,
I know.
Hey, Carrie.
He's
that's,
quote,
that's
he gave me a
Stallone
quote for the back of the book.
Really?
Like, every day, I'm telling you, it's a holy, oh my God moment every day.
The quote is, you can put this on the back of the book.
So you read it.
That's all. Amazing.
I'm sure your parents are pretty proud of you.
Yeah, my parents have been super supportive of me since the beginning. And you would think, when I first started my production company, we launched No Good TV, the website, and then we launched our sister channel on YouTube. We were one of the first partners on YouTube, so I was kind of one of the first YouTube celebrities, and nobody really knew what that meant back in the day. And you know, I have a fairly big family, and of course in Buffalo, when people find out you're on the internet doing uncensored content, the first thing yeah anyone in my family was like going to my mom going, is Carrie doing porn?
We always knew she probably would end up there.
And so I felt really bad that they had to sit there and explain, well, no, but it is never mind.
If you could brag about your parents, because they're bragging about you to all their friends, so you have to brag about your parents right now. Something that you're like, was your mom, did she win like a disco contest or something growing up?
My mom was a Buffalo Jill.
What's
back,
that?
Back, like,
that's
way
a cheerleader for the Buffalo Bills.
Oh.
Yeah. Jills.
And I guess back then there were rules. I'm not sure if they're the same rules now, but you had to be married in order to be a cheerleader back then, because they didn't want any of the hanky-panky going on with the players and the girls.
Because you know marriage prevents hanky-panky from going on.
But back then it did. This was the 1920s. Come on.
Oh, really? Back then they had leather helmets and no face masks.
And my dad is one of the best public speakers I've ever met in my entire life. I mean, he just, growing up, he was always doing radio and TV, and I would just watch him like, wow. I don't know how you do that. And anyway, I guess now I'm
so
doing
you've
inherited
the genes from both sides. You're an attractive woman like mom, and you've got the gift of gab like dad.
Thanks.
So if you get together with someone who's, you know, got other people, your kid could be Superman.
A beautiful public speaker. Did you ever do pageants?
No. My mother would never let me do that. Never.
Did you want to,
years
though? Did you ever consider that?
Were you a cheerleader in high school?
I was a cheerleader in grade school. Like 7th, 8th grade?
That's not a real thing.
I didn't say it was. I'm just saying. I still had a uniform, and we still had to cheer. But by then, after you do it, and I just, it wasn't cool anymore for me. I was, like I said yesterday, I was sort of a goth want to be a chick. Right. And so, like, cheerleader.
The opposite.
So, were you, you know, if you look back at your high school days and you snap out of it and grow out of it, realize it's all stupid, but at the time it means everything. If you, since you were in goth, were you unpopular in school? Would you call yourself a popular?
I was not a cool kid. But here's the thing. I was like a wannabe goth girl. I was like a wannabe glam metal girl. I was like a wannabe all these things, but I really wasn't cool enough to be in any of these groups. So I was sort of just this weird chick that, like, I had a friend here and there.
You were just the sad butterfly that
couldn't
hop from
be
group
a
to
deadhead.
Group.
Like, I had a bunch of deadhead people in my school. I just wasn't cool enough to be any of those.
You're too
I wore
young
my
to have
brother's
a,
clothes.
A smoking section at school, right?
Yeah, no, we didn't have that.
Remember that? I mean,
yes.
Times those days, we had there was a smoking
wasn't
section
that just
for
called
students.
The boys' room.
Oh,
da-da-da-da-da.
Yes, you got a Motley Crue shirt on. It reminded me of that. But yeah, we had a smoking section.
Wow.
Out at my school.
So did you guys grab your coffee and then go outside and be all cool?
Yeah, leaning up against the auto shop.
Hey, Mike. Cool.
We had auto shop.
We had auto shop too.
Have that now either.
They don't?
Where kids can
they
get,
don't teach.
Oh, they do?
No, they don't teach a lot of this, so they had to cut a lot of stuff with budget cuts.
I don't hang
cuts.
Out of high schools anymore, thank God.
Yeah.
Because what would be practical about teaching your kid how to fix his own car?
Restraining order.
You know,
you can't fix cars now because like all the computers and stuff. It's not like the old days where you can go out there and put a water pump on your car.
Okay,
you open the hood now and you're just like, I don't know what the hell I'm looking at.
Yeah, if you buy a new car, but everyone I knew that went to school, there was always like a hand-me-down like a LeBaron or something.
What did you drive?
I had a bunch of hand-me-downs. I think it was a LeBaron.
Chrysler LeBaron.
I had a...
Did you get your senior picture taken with the car?
No.
Because there's always that option. Like, you did multiples. Like, there's the hay bale, wagon wheel. It's like, do you want to pull your car up here? You can get a picture of the car. I did. It wasn't even my car. It was my mom's car. So it was me leaning back on a Cutlass Supreme.
Oh, for God's sake.
That's a Cutlass with sour cream.
Was it at least washed?
It was washed. Okay, thank God. But it did have bird poop stains on it where bird poop had sat there so long it ate the paint.
Yes.
Remember that?
I bought my brother's Fiero.
That was a little two-seater, kind of, that was a cool sports car.
It was black.
Pontiac Fiero. Yeah.
And it was awesome.
In
I called
day,
it
that
my
was
Batmobile.
Cool. Yeah.
It was awesome.
Was the engine in the back of that car?
Yeah.
Was it?
It was a really cool, yeah.
I thought it.
Did you ever check the oil? Did you ever check the oil the whole time you drove?
The engine looks like a tire.
No, because they didn't teach me in shop.
Oh.
Otherwise, actually, I did seize an engine twice. Not that car. It was the other car.
Yikes.
But it ran out of oil. My dad's like, what's wrong with you? Is that how you
or the girls who were jealous of you put sugar in your gas tank.
Is that what happened?
But they weren't jealous of the goth chick. I mean, she probably...
They were
no, but I wasn't
jealous.
Cool enough to be the
goth
chick.
Yes, he didn't...
Like, for us, he wasn't cool enough to be hazed either, so he had to TP his own house.
I did. Because every other house... I lived in this part of the city or town where every single house had teenagers at the same time in school. So every house for blocks around, it got their trees full of toilet paper, what we call TPing for Halloween. Ours is the only house that didn't get TP because nobody thought it was cool enough. So I went out there finally, I think it was like the 30th of October, I went out there in the dark of night and TP'd my own tree, our own house. And the next morning, my parents were so proud. They're smiling. They go at the breakfast. They're going, oh, looks like somebody TP'd us. Somebody TP'd our son's house. Oh, they were so proud of me. They didn't know I
didn't
did it.
Didn't take much to make them proud.
I've never told them that.
I do understand now where all the problems started.
I've never confessed because I don't want to crush them. That's probably one of their fondest memories.
I think our house got egged one day, and my mom was pissed because it was in the middle of winter, and that stuff freezes.
Oh,
so then you have to take the boiling water outside and melt it off. It's gross.
Even worse than that, when you go soaping people's houses, we take soap, and back in Indiana, we had screened-in porches, and so you'd soap somebody's screens.
It ruins it.
Yeah, because you have to go with a toothpick and like pick out every little hole of soap because you can't hose it out.
No.
It's always there.
Really?
Yeah, you have to replace the screen. It messes it up.
You soap a screen, it's like a cheese grater. All the soap sticks in every hole.
You're a jerk.
I didn't realize that at the time. It was our friend's house, too.
That's how we do it in Indiana. Oh, by the way, Indiana, today is Indiana University Day for all the alumni listening worldwide. Go IU.
Hoosiers.
Throw that in there. Way to go.
I'm going
to
go IUD.
At least we're all celebrating something similar. What birth control are you on?
Nothing.
You're riding bareback?
I'm on the rhythm system right now.
Woo!
I mean, you know, you use condoms and stuff like that. But you know what I'm really... I just found...
A condom?
They look like those breath strips, those Listerine strips, but they're actually birth control. They're little strips, and you stick them up there, and they dissolve.
Wait.
Very curious about those.
I think that is a Listerine strip.
Wait a minute. Why was it in the wrong section?
Because someone tastes just like took it spearmint. And like, put it back.
Wouldn't bad breath kind of be a birth control device in its own? No, not tonight, baby. No. Your breath's too bad.
Well, doggy style can fix it.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what you can say anymore. I'm confused.
Sammy started the slow clap on that one inside the phone booth. I can't even see her.
Thank you, Sammy.
Carrie, I don't want to ask how old you are because you are timeless. But do you have any children yet?
No. God, no.
So because the clock is ticking, as they say, and I'm sure you have girlfriends your age that have had kids. Do you feel left out that you, as life goes on, despite having a wonderful, successful career and all that, you don't have the family of your own you've started and there's time running out to do that?
Oh, my God, dude.
I'm just saying, is it hitting you yet? Because it will hit you someday.
Thank you, Charlie Rose.
It will. Answer the question, lady. Answer the question. If I were Bill O'Reilly, I'd be over there sucking your toes.
Here's what happened. I think that I felt that alarm clock go off a million years ago when I was starting my company. And I was like, nope, not time. I know that feeling, that little twinge.
Yeah.
Nope, got to hit snooze. And once I hit snooze, it never came back because I've been awfully busy. And then as I got older, there was not ever one day where I was like, God, I wish I had a kid.
Yeah.
Well, good for you.
Then my brother and sister both got married, both had kids. Now I have nieces and nephews, which is wonderful. And they're beautiful, amazing kids. And I love being an aunt, and I spoil the crap out of them. But I have never felt that I needed to do that myself.
You don't. I have two.
You're a great dad.
That's what I'm not told.
He has two, but one is not really... I'm giving you half credit.
It's not
for
really
one.
His.
It showed up at age 5 at the door.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know I had it.
Yeah, but that makes you a sort of a better dad.
I know.
Yeah,
came to the rescue.
But I mean, I look at people now, and I think, oh, this is great for people that really want them. You should really want them, and you should be at a place in your life where you can financially take care of them, emotionally take care of them, invest in them, and take, you know.
And you realize you're too selfish to have them.
I am a jerk.
No, but I mean, that's great. It's like, I have my thing, I have my business, this is what I want to do. I'm too selfish to have kids.
Well,
perfect.
I wouldn't call it selfish. I'd say self-centered in a good way, in that...
That sounds so much worse.
I mean, I've gone through phases of my life where I've had friends have all gotten married and have kids, and they sort of drift apart because their interests are different from mine. Frank threw a party years ago, invited me to, and I showed up intending to party with everyone. But everyone there was a couple with kids talking about, oh, what school do you send your kid to?
Birthday party. It's her 6-year-old birthday party.
Oh,
what'd
I thought
expect?
This was a swingers party. That's where my brain was going. Yeah.
I thought it'd be the drunken bash at Frank's house, but it was all married couples with little kids.
All the
and
kids
I was
were
the
throwing
single
their beanie
guy.
Babies in a bowl.
Yeah,
well, it is weird. I have been dealing with that recently too. All my friends, not all of them, but a majority of my friends are now getting married and have kids, and it is weird where that conversation does change. And now you know that when you're going out for brunch, that you're going to be surrounded by like 12 kids and dogs
and hear about their stories and stuff. I hate hearing about other people's kids.
Don't show photos. Don't talk about it. But if you're the one single person in a crowd of other people with kids, you're shut out. You're left out.
No, you just feel left out because obviously you want a family.
No, not anymore. I don't even like kids.
You're a dude. You can have kids as late as you want
That's
to.
That's the thing.
Frosty, if you could get pregnant, if science catches up to you.
Maybe I have. You seen this belly?
Yeah.
Would you have a kid right now if you could?
If I could get you pregnant, would you have a kid with me?
Which of those questions should I answer? No, yes, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no.
So you would. I mean, technically, you could adopt if you wanted to.
I'm at the very end of yes. Give me 5 more years, it'll be hell no, because I won't have the energy. I'll be too old, too tired. I mean, I don't want to be the old dad out there, you know, 95 years old, trying to play football with the teenage kid. That ain't going to work.
So then
I know
do
it takes
now.
Energy. I'm running out of time.
But if you had the ability, like the Magnificent Seahorse, to impregnate yourself.
Ew.
I would have done that long ago.
Yeah, they can do that. No female seahorses around. It's like, I guess I'll just do
him
me.
Picturing him as a magnificent...
Doesn't the seahorse find the gelatinous eggs on the sea?
No.
They do it all themselves?
They can without any feminine horses around.
Wow.
Fillies.
They're like the first
they
transgenders.
They impregnate themselves.
They're like fertile transgender seahorses.
There are
seahorses.
So many dirty jokes I could make right now, and I'm trying to hold them all in.
You don't have to hold them in. The censor's ready. He's standing closer to the button because you're here now.
They literally came up with the insult, go fuck yourself.
All right, there it
all
is.
All right, maybe not that one.
It was a funny line, Carrie, that we enjoyed in this room and no one else.
Yeah, but the VIPs get to hear everything because they get the uncensored feed. So if you are a VIP to the Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show at FHF.com, you get it all. You can even watch this damn show. You can see that Motley Crue shirt. You can see the shots that Carrie's really taking.
Yes.
And we still got to do that nipple contest later.
Oh, yeah, about that. I win.
So now you don't have kids, so that means you do have time to relax. Because that's the thing, when you're a parent, it's like when you're off work, you got to go do stuff with your kids. Yep. You very rarely find time to relax for yourself. So what do you do to relax?
Usually I have to travel. I travel a lot.
Oh, yeah?
Well, that's stressful.
Which is not stressful for me. It's only stressful when you have... when you have to fly bad.
So it's not the traveling part. Like, you don't relax on the plane or in the car. You relax at the destination.
Like, the second I land, I'm instantly relaxing.
And that's by a pool and a lawn chair with a Mai Tai. How is that? How is the relaxing?
You know me better than the Mai Tai. Or is it hiking? Is it
climbing a mountain?
I like doing all of those things. I love sitting by a beach, although I can't. I have to sit under an umbrella. I love hiking. I went skiing once when I was in high school. I broke my arm. So cold and skiing are not my things.
But the lodge is nice.
The lodge is great because they can spike your hot chocolate.
Oh, there
it's
we go.
Wonderful.
I can't imagine you sitting on a beach more than a day or two or being stuck in a cruise ship for 10 days. I think
cruises
it'd be,
are not my favorite
me
thing.
Me either. They think it's boring after a while, right?
I've been on a bunch of them. And yeah, I mean, unless you're traveling with a bunch of people and you just have a crowd with you all the time, you're just sort of on a boat with a bunch of couples or families that you
or
don't.
Or old people.
Or old people.
Dinner's between 7 and 8. Line up. Oh, come on.
Yeah,
though.
And then
be
everything
exploring
is so
somewhere.
Scheduled. Yeah.
And I was on one cruise, and I've never done it since, but it was like a trailer park on the water. It was like, I think it was one of those free cruises. If you go down to the Bahamas and one of those trips, they try to get you to buy a timeshare on. And the girl I was dating at the time was like, yeah, we got this cruise in the Bahamas, and she's buying it. And I was like, really? But it's one of those free cruises, and it was just dirt. Maybe, you know, when the cruise ship has rust going down the sides.
Frank, was this after the tsunami? Maybe it was a trailer park on the water.
You know, that being said, there are some cruises that I wouldn't mind necessarily trying out, like the ones that go to all the Greek islands or, you know, the faraway ones. Those could be cool. I've only been to the sort of local.
Do you know what cruise? And I've never been on a cruise because I don't think I'd have fun, but there's one I may do.
Titanic?
The Titanic cruise. There's this company that's built this building.
I'm not going based solely on the name.
But wait. They're building an exact replica.
It's great until the last 10 minutes.
But exact replica of the Titanic. Doubt just like the movie, everything exactly the same with the three classes. Choose whether you want to be either a steerage down in the bottom of the bowels of the ship having a good time or the second class, first class.
Is it a role playing cruise too?
You'll show up dressed period ish.
It's like one of those mystery dinners.
Great. You'll leave at the same time it left.
You're definitely going to the bottom of the boat.
Yeah, the party's
I'm
down
play
below.
I'm playing the violin on the deck.
No, you're not even below. That classy, man.
No?
No.
On the bottom of
the
ship.
Of the boat. You work on
I'm
the boat.
I'm the guy shoveling the coal in.
The coal guy.
The first guy to get washed away when we hit the berg.
You get the privilege of drowning as we seal the hatch. And you stay behind to save the rest of us. Keep the lights on.
When you ask people how they relax, it's a hard question. I think there's just the typical answer. Like, I read a book. Oh, yeah, I guess you can read Carrie's book, relax. Sit back and read all the interviews.
It puts you right to sleep.
Listen to the audiobook, that's relaxing.
Taking a nice bath to relax. I don't know when's the last time I took a bath.
I don't like
When was
baths.
The last time you were in a hot tub?
It's been a while. I have a hot tub. Jacuzzi. Mm-hmm. I haven't been in it
Who
for
has?
A long time.
Why do you have it then?
I have a bathtub, too, and I've never been in that thing.
Never used mine either, come think of it. Never.
Do you take showers or baths?
I take showers mostly. But I think about taking a bath all the time. But then I never do.
I know. Eric takes a bath all the time. He never takes a shower.
Really?
As a man, that's weird.
That's so European.
I exclusively take baths. I don't know what it is. I hate showers. I like being submerged and just...
Do you light candles? And
I have, yeah.
But
it
takes longer then. You can't just take a 2-minute shower. It's like a half an hour, get the bath ready and light the candles.
Yeah, and I do bubbles and I have a beer in the bath. And
Do you wear one of those
shower
caps?
I don't know.
So your hair doesn't get wet?
No, but that's the first thing I do. I dunk my head under and just feel the
Then you
the
say,
warmth.
Call me Mary Jo Kopechne. It's role play. Sorry.
That was number two, taking a bath, as far as how people relax. Knitting, sewing, and other crafts.
Do you do that?
Well, he takes a bath.
You knit?
He knits wool socks.
I do sew, yes. I sew quite often.
You knit?
No, I don't knit. I sew. I fix things.
You have a sewing machine?
No, I sew like my clothes. I'll sew up my daughter's little dolls, and she goes, "Daddy, doctor," and I fix all her little dolls up. Yeah.
So you have a thimble and everything. Thimble and thread and pincushion.
Lying.
No, I'm not lying at all.
You sew up her dolls, and
Frank,
she says, "Daddy, doctor."
I used to make full-on sequin jackets when I was a karaoke jockey.
Who would lie about that?
You can't lie about that.
There's so many things you wouldn't admit in that sentence that he actually just said out loud.
I have a sewing machine, too. I'm still trying to figure out how to use it, but I did make a pair of pants recently.
You made them?
I did.
How'd it turn out?
Great. They're like little drop crotch sweatpants. They're awesome.
Eric, you ever made drop crotch sweatpants?
No, I've never made sweatpants.
You put any sequins on those?
Next time I'm here, I'll bring them in. You guys can see how.
Yeah, you should have worn them today.
Not professional, necessarily. Like the finishing touches
are not. One
long
leg, one short leg.
No, but they're working pants.
So Eric, amongst the people in this room, is the only one that owns a thimble, I'm guessing.
Oh, yeah, I've got several. My grandmother handed down to me. What's wrong with that?
You got thimbles in the will? She hated you.
I'll leave these thimbles in sequins to little Eric. I can see him sewing.
I think she saw something in me, if you
it's
know what
Eric
I mean.
Eric Thimble Hands.
Yeah. What, she wanted to keep the pricks out of your hands?
Oh!
Yeah.
I quit.
Finally. And, finally, the last thing, the way people relax, having sex. I would never consider that relaxing.
Yeah, but it is.
Well,
isn't it after?
Yeah, but
not during.
What doesn't say the act of having sex? It says
having sex.
Sex.
Having it's having it. Had sex is relaxing.
Sex is kind of exhausting. It takes energy. I'm thinking relax means no energy.
You pillow queen, you just lay there because he's the lucky one.
No, but I feel like Frosty is that guy now.
Frosty's a pillow queen.
No,
well,
I
stop.
Don't.
He's the only Eric's one with a thimble in the sequins. I don't even know how to show.
It should be fun. You should be moving around and laughing, and you know it.
But that takes energy and effort. If I wanted to relax, I would do something to take a bunch of foreplay, a bunch of faking interest and laughing at your jokes, and then energy exhausting. I mean, when it's time to relax, when it's time to relax. When it's time to
there
relax, one beer stands clear. Miller beer. Miller makes you relax like a sewing guy. It's time to get nimble. Eric puts on his thimble. It's time to relax in here. So pour us a big fat beer.
All I have is shots.
Do you know what I love to do to relax lately? I will marathon watch Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
I will lay in bed for as long as I'm allowed.
We had Kim Coates in here the other day. He plays Tig.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah, he's great.
I saw that.
He's a super nice guy. All right, are we running late already? My God, time flies.
Yeah. Derek Swalls over there sewing.
Are we even going to get news this round? Or just go right straight to traffic with Bill Thomas, the traffic guy?
We got to go straight to traffic. We got to go.
Can we skip traffic?
No, we can't skip traffic.
No,
I'm assuming there's
stuff.
Traffic. All right, Bill, what the hell's going on?
Live from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Los Angeles. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show. Carrie Keegan is with us today. You can go pick up her book. Everybody Curses, I Swear. It's in stores, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and at Carrie Keegan on Twitter.
It's a great read. Get it. Get it.
The big news stories of the day, Aaron Hernandez committed suicide in prison. That former New England Patriot who went to jail for murder. And then he was acquitted on somebody else's killing, and then he ended up hanging himself in his cell.
He used his bed sheets. He tied bed sheets to a window. They found him at 3 o'clock in the morning. I guess he still had signs of life. They tried to revive him, but he was pronounced dead an hour later, 4 in the morning. He was alone in his cell in a general population wing. He'd blocked the door to his cell with whatever you can block it with that's in the cell. He'd jammed several things up against it to keep people from getting in. Because at first I thought, well, how do you know it was suicide and not foul play? Because if you're in prison.
He was by himself.
Well, there you go. But still in prison, can't prisoners get out sometimes to sneak around and do stuff? I've seen movies. But I guess in this case he was
at 3 o'clock
himself.
In the morning. I'm assuming you're still in lockdown.
Lockdown? What does that mean in prison?
It's what it means in prison.
Did you ever see Hogan's Heroes?
That's what you base your prison knowledge
out,
on.
Get out, go to town, go to the pub, come back for...
I mean, anyway. If it was Jason Statham, this would be a whole different story.
He escaped under the doghouse. Or the stump out in the yard.
Yeah. You know what's really puzzling about Aaron Hernandez's case? He's serving a life sentence for being convicted of first-degree murder for the June 2013 killing of Odin Lloyd, a semi-pro football player. Now, he was facing murder charges for two other people, but he just got out of that. He was found not guilty just last Friday on two counts of murder. So he was found not guilty. He expressed relief at the time. It was like, phew. Now he's still serving time for the other one. But the two cases he just was found not guilty of Friday, now he kills himself?
Yeah, but I bet you it's because he didn't want that on it. If he had killed himself earlier, then all of a sudden everyone in the world, his reputation is always, you killed three people, not two. Not
right.
One. And now he got acquitted of that. He got relief. Plus, got to save his name a little bit. And
it's got to be tough when you're a former New England Patriot and you're watching the Patriots. And they're doing that was your life. You were on track with that. You ruined a magnificent life with the choices that you made. Now, if he'd have been a former Cleveland Brown,
well,
who cares? He'd still be alive today.
There's that. Possibly.
Speaking of football, you watch the show Hard Knocks, where they follow a team through its preseason. And the teams that have not made the playoffs in the past two seasons are eligible to be the team that's focused on with the HBO series. They cannot have a new head coach and have not appeared on the show in a decade. And the candidates they're looking at, possibly Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Mm. Oh.
Who'd really watch that? But I think they might do well next year. Also, possibly the Bears, Browns, Colts.
Colts?
Maybe the Colts. I think I might watch that.
Okay, I'm interested.
Eagles, Ravens, Saints, or Titans.
Well, obviously the Bills are on that list.
The Bills? No. didn't he make the list to be on Hard Knocks, the Bills? Poor Bills.
Shame.
They will make a comeback. They will.
That's your team no matter what, wherever you go.
Well, I mean, it has to be, right? You're supposed to love where you grow up.
Buffalo fans are diehard fans.
Who always think have been.
Wolf Blitzer, Tim Russert, you, anyone who's from the Buffalo area, they support their team. I've noticed that.
I mean, even Jim Kelly, he didn't move away after. He could have. He didn't.
Hmm.
Should have.
Well.
You shut it.
I got another should have
for
you.
I'm a Bronco fan. But I think everyone in Los Angeles, even though we have the Rams now, and now the Chargers are coming up here, that it's like we still have our own teams. And then if the Chargers or the Rams get in the playoffs, then it's okay, because we all live here, to jump on the bandwagon.
Yes, of course it is.
Because that's really L.A., is to be a bandwagon jumper.
A lot of people in L.A. are not from L.A. You came here from somewhere else, and have your home team you used to root for. And you can't just cut that tie, because you still love them. I love the Broncos, too. But you can support more than one team. And you've had problems in the past, people jumping on the bandwagon. I have no problem with that. I think that's all well and good.
Well, you are supposed to support where you live, too. So, yeah, you kind of have to do a little bit of... I love that there are so many bars. When I first moved here, it was like, oh, have you been... I forget what they're called now. But all these bars that are like Buffalo Bills bars.
Yeah.
There's ones for bars, everybody. Yeah, that's great. Because you have to be able to have both. And then you can... And for a long time, we didn't have a team.
Yeah, in L.A., it's the only city that it's okay to bandwagon jump. And these other... If you're living in Denver, you can't like be a Denver hater and all of a sudden they go to the Super Bowl and you got your orange out. No, sorry, you can't do that. Because you're in the town. You should have supported the team because it's always been there. Now, we can all jump on the bandwagon when the Rams make the Super Bowl.
So,
I can't even say that with a straight face.
Give me a few years to build. There's a problem with jumping in the bandwagon. If you're like me, for example, I can talk about the Broncos all day, but I can't talk that much about the Rams because I don't know that much about the players, the team. So if people get in a discussion with you, you can't really have a discussion. You're like, yeah, they're really, you know, they're gonna go, they're going somewhere. Yeah.
Go, Bighorn Sheep.
Yeah. But you can't get any detailed discussion.
Rams,
you
dude.
Don't know them. So you spot it. You can spot a phony is what I'm saying.
They stand out.
And speaking of standing out and being a phony, you remember that big parade that North Korea had a few days ago when they celebrated the anniversary of their whatever the hell it was, and they trotted all their missiles. Did you see the news? They had their big nuclear missiles and scary ICBMs and all their goose-stepping soldiers and then the parade in front of Kim Jong's stupid guy. Well, it turns out people have analyzed the photos and they think we should not be as scared as we thought we should be, because some of those missiles, the scariest of the scary missiles, the ones they threatened to nuke us with, are apparently fake. They were fake paper mache floats.
Paper mache.
And people have analyzed the photos, and they've noticed, here's a photo to show you. In some of them, the nose cones were even crooked. Look at that. Look at this nose.
They're suggesting that's paper mache.
Well, they think that our intelligence says, wait a minute, missiles can't be shaped like this. This nose cone is completely crooked and facing the wrong way. It's not.
Maybe that's why their missiles don't really go anywhere when they fire them. They're real.
Maybe that one was like one of those bullets that goes around corners.
Yeah, they have. Boomerang missiles.
Right, okay. Well, maybe that's what that is.
Really a bad idea.
Those are suicide missiles.
Did you see, remember, that just to wrap up on North Korea, did you see last week when our president said he was sending in the Armada? He was sending in the carrier strike group to North Korea?
Right.
Well, now it turns out they're going the other way. They're going to Australia. He sent them the wrong way. He went to Australia, not North Korea. They went south, not north. So all the press down there in Australia is going, wait a minute, this carrier group you said was out there off the shores of North Carolina, it's docking here in Australia.
What, nobody on the destroyer has Waze?
Do you think it works in the water?
Seriously, it's in Australia, not North Korea. But ours is not paper mache, so...
1-800-955-5567 is the number if you want to call and participate on the show. You can also text if you can't get through on the phone. Text FHF and then your question or comment to 68683. I'm going to tell you how a guy went through McDonald's drive-thru. He ordered 20 nuggets.
20, okay.
Did you ever order the 20 nuggets?
Yes. Six is nine.
With fries, of course. It's probably the whole meal. And he died 2 miles away.
Of?
You know how?
I'm going to guess he choked on
ordered nuggets, died two miles away.
He
choking on a nugget, right?
He hit a pothole and it lodged in his throat and he suffocated.
Nope.
No?
He shot himself in the head.
Why would you order...
Why are we laughing at this?
Why? Your last act on this earth, your last meal... Is
he got the wrong sauce. 20... He wanted honey mustard. He got barbecues. Okay. Bam! It was over.
I hate when that happens.
What? No, this guy deserves it. I'm only laughing because I'm glad he's dead. This is the Facebook Live killer.
Oh, that one.
That he was in Cleveland. The guy who walked up on the guy in the street and shot him in the face. This old man, because he was disgruntled because his girlfriend hurt his feelings.
Yeah.
A giant coward. Well, he was on the run. It was a giant manhunt. And so he was in Erie, Pennsylvania. And he was hungry, so he went through a McDonald's drive-thru. And luckily, the person working the drive-thru recognized him and kind of stalled and says, oh, you know, we're putting new fries. They're not done yet. Don't want to give you the cold fries. Well, you know, hang on a second.
They kept him there.
So
and
smart.
The other employees called the cops. State troopers showed up, and they had a little brief two-mile chase, and he ended up shooting himself in the head before the troopers could get in on him.
Happy ending.
So happy ending there. We go. No fault of the nuggets. Good job, McDonald's drive-thru employee, for keeping an eye out.
Happy ending. If you were the cop and you looked at it and saw some uneaten nuggets, would you eat them?
Oh, God, Frosty.
They were still warm.
And the fries, you know, are fresh because, you know, they had stall.
Yeah, only a couple minutes old.
2 miles old.
Come on, dude, they're nuggets with dipping sauce.
I know fries can travel.
I mean,
these
are cops we're talking about, right? If it was Krispy Kreme, maybe, yeah.
Oh, speaking of cream, Oreos are now, a newest Oreo is filled with cream made out of Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
Get out of here.
The Oreo has come up with every single new kind of flavor. I had a Peeps Oreo the other day.
Ew.
Wait, I'm sorry. What is wrong with any of those flavors?
Peeps. Marshmallows
just...
suck.
Oh, shut up.
Really? Have you ever vomited on marshmallows?
No.
Then you don't understand. I
Whoa.
Have. Yeah, you know, when you're a kid and
it
you
just
like,
doesn't dissolve right?
You're like, s'more, give me s'mores of that. And then you're s'moring out and all of a sudden.
S'more.
Yeah.
I want s'more.
Give me s'more. That's what it's called, right?
Yeah. Well, I think there's less of an H, but I think it's s'mores.
S'more.
All right, give me some s'mores.
I want s'mores.
Give me some more of that. And I ate way too many, and then barfing, you know, partially digested marshmallow is gross. And so I can't touch a peep.
So when it came up, could you, like, pull it? Like,
yeah, it was like that.
And could you plop. Feel it coming up through your
yeah,
throat?
Yeah, it was awful. I can never eat them again.
Peeps are made of that stuff that they use to spray in walls for insulation when you build a house. It's that same stuff. The problem is with these peeps, I read in the news that these peeps, the Oreo peeps, it changes the color of your... Well, there's a whatever they use to color the peeps, it changes the color of your...
Yeah, peep poo.
Yeah, it's apparently it's red. So you'll have a red.
I never noticed.
Well, look.
There's also a Swedish fish flavor Oreo, which is surprisingly tastes just like a Swedish fish.
I'm saying don't mess with the Oreo. I mean, maybe go double stuff because you're doubling up on the cream. But that's just the original recipe of Oreo. You got the cream, you got the two brown cookies, okay?
Maybe don't, pumpkin for
why
Halloween.
Why are you going off that? Why not focus on what made you,
I'll tell you
number
why.
One cookie in the world?
They figured out how to make mint Oreos with super thin cookies. Now we're just talking awesome. I'm an Oreo fan.
So, yes, you are. She's had every single
you've
flavor.
Actually had Swedish fish Oreo.
Yes.
How is it different from just regular otherwise planet fish?
It's a because gummy filling?
No, it's just the flavor of Swedish fish.
Swedish
they're not,
fish.
Not filling it with anything other than the stuff, but the stuff is flavored.
Did you have White Castle in Buffalo when you
no,
grew up?
No, we didn't.
Little hamburgers?
See, White Castle. You know White Castle, the little burgers that yeah. The sliders is where the sliders come from.
You can get them in your grocery store freezer section.
Exactly. Well, White Castle's introduced the new bacon jam slider, black bean slider, and more. That's what I'm saying.
Don't
stick
mess
to
it.
What you do. You're the only one who does that. Why are you trying to change something up?
I mean, well, but that's not true, because even McDonald's
slider,
brings the McRib back once a year.
Black bean slider, because not... The veggie slider?
A vegetarian White Castle?
Yes.
No.
Oh,
look at this disgusting.
That. It looks like a dog
you
turd.
You may not be in the bathroom for 4 hours after you eat it now.
Mac and cheese nibblers.
See, anyone who's a White Castle purist and the ones in the freezer section aren't even close to the fresh ones you get at White
Castle. I guarantee you, the people that go to White Castle are so high when they go to White Castle
or drunk,
that
or
one
drunk.
Time they're going to accidentally order the bean burger and they're going to be fine.
Oh, they will not, because it's like it's a blaspheme is what it is.
Or maybe they have the one stoner vegetarian friend and they can never go, but now they can.
Oh, they're just ruining it.
All these fast food places, they have to change it up a little bit. Otherwise, why would you go? Like, Taco Bell is genius at figuring out the new ways to get you to come and buy the same thing.
Yeah.
The Dorito taco shell was pretty kick-ass.
It's also cheap.
What about the one that's like the flattened chicken? They stopped it, but it was the chicken was the actual shell?
The chicken, yeah, it was the shell. They wrapped a breast.
Oh, yeah, with chicken. Yeah.
Oh, my God, that was good, too.
They stopped making the one that was a massive king-size King Kong taco.
You just be careful with that motion you're making right there.
I'm holding a giant taco.
He loves Taco Bell that much.
I'm gesticulating with a big taco is what I'm doing.
He's holding a massive burrito.
They stopped making that. Anyway, IKEA is getting in the food business. Now, you know, IKEA has a little restaurant. You know why the meatballs are good at IKEA? Because you've been wandering around trying to find the right aisles and right exit for 2 hours and you're starving to death. It's like you'll eat anything. But IKEA says they have got such good feedback for their food.
No.
They're going to open self-standing, standalone restaurants. IKEA
but
restaurants.
But you have to build the restaurant yourself.
Apparently, they've done research with people who shop at IKEA. They ask them, would you eat at an IKEA restaurant if there were one? Overwhelmingly, they said, oh, yeah, we love your food. So they look to expand now, starting in the next year or two, look for IKEA restaurants.
I'll tell you what. IKEA meatballs are amazing when you're done shopping after you've bought your kitchen set and, like, a new rug and a throw and what all the... But no. They're not as good as you want them to be if you're just hungry and you want to go find something.
Yeah, you got to be exhausted and desperate.
But you know what is good? Costco pizza.
That's the number one selling pizza in the country. Do you realize that?
Really?
I had no idea, but it should be. It's delicious.
Because everybody, when you're walking out right there by the cash registers, you got to grab a slice.
I love the
pizza. But I would go to a Costco pizza place. Like, I would hunt that down.
That's a good idea. Somebody at Costco on the phone.
Would you have to have a membership card to buy it?
No.
Sorry, you don't have a card. $55, please.
No.
Here's something that probably be coming to L.A. pretty soon, because it's happening in Manhattan. When you get all... crampy and depressed, do you dive into some ice cream?
Sure.
You do?
Yeah.
Now, what if that ice cream had liquor in it?
Yes.
No, that's so you, right?
You got my number.
Yes. Have you ever heard of Tipsy Scoop?
No.
Tipsy Scoop?
Tipsy Scoop.
Now.
Yes, you have.
I'm on it.
Boozy Ice Cream Company. It was founded 3 years ago, and I guess it's expanding from the freezer case. Now, I've never seen it out here in the freezer section, but I guess you can buy it in stores.
I know every ice cream in the freezer section. I've never seen it.
Now they're opening the first barler.
What is
it? It's a bar/ice cream parlor, so basically you can go and eat. Like some examples here. The spiked hazelnut coffee ice cream infused with hazelnut liqueur and Cafe Patron. You ever had that? That coffee, Patron?
Patron coffee.
Also, cake batter vodka martini.
Ooh.
Ice cream infused cake vodka, amaretto, and white chocolate liqueur. or you can get the flights of four flavors served in chocolate and sprinkled rimmed shot glasses.
Oh, we must go.
Yeah, you can actually eat this and get a buzz from it. There's
field
liquor
trip
in it. There we go.
We just learned about booze news. We just learned about booze news.
Happening in Manhattan.
We just learned about booze news. Let's take one more shot.
At 217 East 26th Street.
It's a brilliant idea. Why didn't we think of this?
The bar
you know,
alert.
While I was living in Manhattan, I actually had a similar idea to this, and I went to a bar, and I said, I have an experiment that I want to do. Can you help me? And he said, sure. The bartender said, sure. And I said, I want to make a bourbon float. And he was like, well, I don't have ice cream here, but if you want to go next door to the market and bring it over, we can experiment with whatever you want. We ended up making Guinness floats.
Oh, my God.
We made bourbon floats. I'm telling you.
So you can really float anything, right?
You can add ice cream to just about anything, but I think it would have been better, the bourbon, if you... blend
chill it.
You blend it. You know, if
make it a bourbon shake.
Yeah.
Does ice cream melt really fast in booze? Does it eat it up more than the?
No, it's soda? The same.
By the way, question about this booze. I think this booze ice cream thing is great, but if you get booze frozen, does it kill the alcohol effect?
No. I don't think alcohol can freeze.
Heat's the only thing that.
Okay, so you still get the booze effect. The booze doesn't like disappear because it's been frozen.
No, okay. In fact, it says you have to be 21 to go to this ice cream place.
To even eat the ice cream.
All right, well, here's to that.
Let's go.
Get some white.
Could you have an ice cream truck that sells Tipsy Scoops?
Only if you have a liquor license.
Oh, you need a liquor license. Oh, boo, that's a funny joke.
Whatever
liquor
happened,
license.
Did the ice cream truck turf wars end? Do we know? Did you hear about these?
No, what?
So I think it was last summer. There was big news about these ice cream truck turf wars happening, and obviously it's because they're all drug dealers.
Yeah.
Also selling me my Nutter Bar.
Oh.
Yeah. So I haven't heard the conclusion of that story. We need to do a little research. Yeah,
so they're like gangs. Like, this is my neighborhood. This is your neighborhood.
Yeah. Apparently
Never
they
the
were crossing over streets.
Oh.
And
isn't it funny when you're a kid, the ice cream guy is like your hero. Yay, the ice cream man. I want to be an ice cream man when I grow up. Now it's like, oh my God, shoot me if I got to do that for a living. Oh, look at that guy. He just got out of prison. Ugh. Even the music is so pedophilic. It's so...
Well, that's the point.
I know, but it's over the top. It's like Mr. Rogers. It's like way beyond where it should be. Cheers.
Cheers.
Now let's take a shot.
Oh, good stuff. 1-800-955-5567 is the number. Let's take a quick look at traffic, get a quick 2 minutes of messages, and come right back. We're Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Back now to Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on the Rock of Southern California.
95.5 KLOS.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. Heidi's on vacation. Sitting in is Carrie Keegan.
Hey, yo.
And with Carrie here, I think we need to talk about S-E-double-X.
Really?
He doesn't even know how to spell it.
So, we got something to play for you. We got several stories in this genre, but the first one has audio.
My favorite.
Oh.
When Jeopardy does these questions, I always get really excited.
It's exciting. Well, they didn't expect this much excitement at the tennis match in Sarasota, the Sarasota Open, but here's what happened when they were getting ready to serve in the second set against two players. And everyone is sitting there watching the players, and this is... We pumped the volume up as much as we could. There was a strange... extraneous noise that was coming from somewhere that was floating into the crowd and into the court, and everybody heard this. Here we get ready to serve, and this is what they heard.
Once again,
Law 15.
Kruger has his tail phone in a deficit situation. Well, that is... the most bizarre situation. What is going on?
It can't be that good!
It was the sounds of sex, in case you couldn't hear that.
Or it was the sounds of the female match in the next
Yeah, how could you tell? Maybe that one girl.
Monica Sellis.
Monica Sellis.
She's either serving or being stabbed.
Yeah.
So now that you know it's the sounds of sex, listen for it again. You can hear very, very carefully. This is the sounds of sex.
Once again,
Law 15.
Kruger has his tail phone in a deficit situation.
Sounds like she's definitely loving 15.
Well, that is the most bizarre situation.
Yeah, figure that out. Okay.
Now, was it people actually having sex next door? I heard it was like in an apartment complex and their window was open and, like I said, the sounds floated over into the arena.
Why is there an apartment building so close to the...
Or was it somebody's phone watching porn at the match?
There's different... I don't think they've nailed down exactly what it was.
Oh, okay.
The running theory as of just an hour ago was it was, in fact, someone's phone that was playing it. But the first report was it sounded like it was coming from off court. So they don't know. But it came from somewhere, and we don't know who, where, or why.
You know it's coming from one of those VIP boxes, right? Somebody up there was having a little extra love 30.
We'll close the window next time. And over to Mar-a-Lago, Club Mar-a-Lago, which is the Southern White House, apparently. A couple was busted having sex near that place on the beach right in front of the president's Mar-a-Lago club.
Someone was having sex on a resort?
Well,
what?
I mean, they went out there in the front.
You know what's even crazier about a tennis match? There was a commercial that ran right after that. They went to commercial right away after the guy was like, it's not that good. And they had to find out what was going on. And it was a commercial for tennis rackets. And the tagline was, don't give me Spalding, don't give me Wilson, give me head.
Good night, everyone. See you tomorrow.
I don't know why you aren't writing for advertising. I mean, that is genius marketing right there.
I know. Nobody calls me.
I actually thought that was going to be real. For
did you really?
One second, I was like, whoa, really? Whoa.
I thought he was going for a silly balls pun, but no.
You're a genius.
Well, sorry. Frank. Back to Mar-a-Lago.
Frank, I bow to you now. That was very, very good. Anyways, a couple had sex at Mar-a-Lago. It doesn't matter.
Wait, so people could hear it at Mar-a-Lago?
It was this couple that were young, 19 and 20 years old. They're from Illinois. They faced charges of indecent exposure. Apparently an officer noted them sitting right there in front of, or laying. He was sitting next to a tree. Well, I don't want to get too graphic. He was sitting. She was.
He was doing what?
He was sitting down.
Oh.
And an
God.
Officer, you know, they got Secret Service and stuff running around because that's where the president. The Secret Service noticed the other side of the tree something weird going on. They went around the tree and she was, you know.
Sitting.
Boing, 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 boing.
Sounds like.
So they were having sex next to a tree.
Well, right in front of the entrance to Mar-a-Lago, the president's.
The entrance?
Yeah, it's right around where the beautiful palm trees
right
are.
There.
Oh, God.
They admitted to having sex on the beach, telling the officers they aren't allowed to have sex at their treatment facilities. I don't know what that means, but that's what they...
They're there for sex addiction, obviously.
Don't you miss the days when you could have spontaneous young sex like that, where it's like, let's just have sex next to this tree, and both parties are down for it?
But what
but
changes?
Not near the Southern
Why
White
does
House.
That change? When
I think you just get older and more mature. It's like, we can't do it here. Let's go back to the room. But I met a couple at Morongo. That longtime fans of the show, friends of the show, and they had also attended the Christmas party at the slide bar.
Oh.
The rain beer games.
That was a crazy party.
Oh, that was a crazy party. And they told me that they had sex in our Mike Thompson RV.
Ew!
While everybody was in partying and nobody was standing next to the RV, they opened the door, snuck in there, and then got out real quick. I go, really? That's awesome.
Well, no, really. There's a bedroom in the back of that, which is really, really, it's brand new, by the way.
And it had plastic on it, so it's okay.
Well, I was going to say, do we have a maid service for that? Does anyone change the sheets?
But being young and in love like that, where it's like, hey, RV right here, want to get in there? The thrill of possibly getting caught, that has to do something with this. Let's have sex next to a tree at the front entrance. Let's get caught.
I never experienced that. I was never that. I was way too conservative growing up. If I go back, I'd be a different person. But what's done is done.
I remember with my first wife, we were still young and in love.
How'd that turn out anyway?
Oh, my God. Yeah. But anyway, when it was good, we were going to a friend's house for, you know, together for the evening. And we walked by a house that had one of those jumpies out front.
A bounce house?
A bounce house, yeah. Somebody had a birthday party for their kid, and it was a huge bounce house. They couldn't go in the backyard, so it was in the front yard. And nobody was around, so we got into the jumpy and did it.
You defiled a child's bouncy house?
Yeah, I'm hoping it was for the party that they just had, not the party the next morning.
Oh.
But yeah, but that was like, hey, babe. You know, you're always looking for opportunities. Any stories out of you, Carrie?
Well, I just wanted to remind people that tomorrow, the Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, Mike Thompson RV is going to be at the Donut Man, Donut Shop in Glendora.
hitting the donut shop. Right.
Located at 915 East Route 66 in Glendora. And don't forget to take a picture of the Heidi Frosty.
Yeah.
Take a picture with a bag of donut holes.
Mike Thompson RV and post it to social media using hashtag FHF show for your chance to win tickets to see Jason Bonham's Led Zeppelin experience at the Greek on May 21st.
So strangers defile the bedroom in our RV. Oh, the nerve. The nerve.
Yeah, come on, Josh. Lock the door when you leave it.
Oh.
That's good stuff. People will just climb the ladder in the back and do it on the roof.
Well, now. Now, we need to take a blue light in there and then, like, CSI and see if we need to send
really
in a hazmat
to,
crew.
Though?
No, I really don't, but I may be walking around there barefoot sometime.
Can I suggest maybe don't do that?
Well, it still has that new RV smell. It's like fresh off the Simula. I know it's been, now it's the sex palace.
Well, now we know what it smells like.
Oh, by the way, sex continues with Playboy's 2017 Playmate of the Year. I've got a photo to show you. I don't find her attractive.
Well, Playboy started going naked again, so I'm taking.
Yeah, so that didn't work.
So they did 1 year of girls just showing like tops of butt cracks and panties,
which is basically what you can get on Instagram.
Yeah, and they were like, no, yeah. I think because that was the daughter who took over briefly and said let's let them do, and then the son's like, no. We're going back to nude like Dad wanted.
To her credit, I have to say that trying something new was a good idea.
Nope, that's like the Oreo and the slider at White Castle.
Yeah, you can't mess with new Playboy.
Playboy was already on a spiral down. There was nothing to bring it back. Nobody was talking about it.
Because nobody buys magazines.
Because you can get everything you want online now.
Right.
So what they should do is probably just do an online-based only and not print things out anymore because people just don't care about getting pages sticky
anymore. There's still people who use print, kind of like people who listen to the radio.
All right, great. Grandpa Frank.
That's what I'm saying. It's like there's still somebody out there who needs to have that. Like Frosty likes albums. He hates digital music because he's like, I like holding the album in my hands. Look at the experience.
And the Playboy magazine, without getting too graphic, holding a magazine and looking at it is the experience you crave.
Yeah, because that's what you grew up with. But the people coming up under you, that's a terrible euphemism, but the people coming up under you, they've never had that experience. They don't care. They get everything they want.
Well, Frank is right, though. There are some brands that are above. I mean, you don't remember Coca-Cola screwed up with New Coke? They had to change that back. And Playboy magazine is its own brand. And when they decided to make it family friendly with no nudity, it almost put them out of business. They've gone back to nudity. They've gone back to Playboy Playmate of the Year, which unfortunately I don't find attractive because she's got stoner eyes. See if you find her attractive. Good photos to show you.
Well, she's Playmate of the Year.
I know, but I don't find this woman. She's got those half clothes like, oh, dude, play some Pink Floyd, man. Bob Marley. Look at her eyes. She's like half closed. She's stoned.
Oh, yeah.
No, she's hot.
She's got those sleepy, sexy eyes. She's like sleepy delicious.
You don't find her like Woodstock, go sleep it off and we'll see you tomorrow, chick?
No, I might do her.
Really?
There's nothing wrong with her.
Look at her eyes. She's so stoned.
No, she's great.
Yeah.
I used to date a girl that looked like her.
Really?
She was a total hippie, total bum, too. I mean, the only reason I broke up with her is because her car was dirty. I mean, like...
That's a thing?
Filthy.
You broke up with someone that hot because she had a dirty car?
Well, we were on
Does
a
car mean
a couple,
something else in this
we
scenario?
We were on a couple dates. No, we hadn't really done anything yet. You know, it was like... this was leading up to. This was like, you know, second date. And third date was coming around. But I had to go drop her off at her car. She met me at this place. And so I drove her to her car. I didn't know where it was. We were in the parking lot. And she's like, oh, there it is right there. And it was like a old white Tercel or something, and it was missing a hubcap, and the windows were like all dusty and dirty, and it was piled with junk. Like, she's a homeless woman living in that car. I thought, she can't take care of her car. You know she ain't taking care of other stuff.
Right. So I
know
you're like,
I never called her again.
So you never even, you never tapped it? Nothing?
Never tapped it.
Just based solely on the condition of her vehicle.
But it looked just like her.
Really?
I should have tapped it. My God.
She's beautiful.
I knew you were into the hippie types, but that's like almost trashy trailer park stone.
It was
that's
so
like,
dirty.
She looks like a meth head, doesn't she?
Yeah.
This one?
You see like those people who live out of their cars and they're like the distant parking lot at Fry's. There's a guy who lives
Do
at Fry's.
Still go to Fry's?
Yes,
I went to Fry's.
Yeah, I went to Fry's the other day for something. I remember what it was. But yeah, there's like a guy living out there. I mean, he's got a tarp set up, and he's in the far end of the parking lot. He lives out of a station wagon, but it's filled to the top with everything that he owns.
Poor guy.
I should have done it.
Yeah, anyway.
Whatever.
Disappointed in you.
So you actually find her attractive? The face doesn't turn you off with the half-closed eyes?
I have no issues with her. Face. She's gorgeous. She looks like she's about 10 feet tall. Yeah. She's got brunette hair.
See, I'm big for sparkly, vivacious, live eyes like yours.
That's what he was getting. He's like, she's like the opposite of you.
You were looking at Frank when you said that.
He was.
It was just a diversion. I meant Eric. But I mean, think of someone with bright, sparkly eyes. For example, think of Julia Roberts.
No.
Who, by the way, has just been named by People Magazine as the world's most beautiful woman at age 49.
She's got stoner eyes in that picture.
She's got sparkly, bright eyes, not hazy, drug-addled.
You can't even see the whites.
She's squinting.
I wouldn't even fire on her yet.
There's a difference between squinting and being stoned.
No, the thing that sparkles about Julia Roberts has always been her smile. Always.
See
She's
how
known
bright
for
her
smile.
Compare this face to Meth Head over there on the cover of the Playboy Playmate. Look at this.
Do you think that Brooke Power is trying to be America's sweetheart?
No. I wish she was my kid's babysitter, though.
All right, Jude Law.
It'd be hard. I mean, that's what happens when you got to drive her home after a night with your wife.
Yeah. Okay.
You got to go Bill O'Reilly on her.
Yeah, but she has her own car.
Is Bill O'Reilly losing his job?
Yes, yeah. We think so. The headline in the Washington, whatever newspaper that Rupert Murdoch's company owns, their headline says O'Reilly's on the way out. So within the company comes the memos. They haven't announced it yet, but the newspapers in his empire are saying he's gone. So bye, Bill. The president still says he sides with him, that he's a good guy, that he's not guilty of any charges of sexual misconduct. The president
what else is he going to say?
Well, but it's his buddy. But
That's what I mean. He's not going to be
33
gonna...
advertisers and all these other accusations.
No, it was way more than that.
So it's more than that now?
Yeah.
But what is the straw that actually broke the camel's back when it comes to Bill O'Reilly?
It was the advertisers leaving.
You think it was the 33rd advertiser that left?
I don't know. It's like, yeah, how many do you need? But it's like, you know, we probably should get rid of Bill. Did he make one more comment about somebody?
No, I think
it was all the advertisers. Yeah. Literally, they pulled out. I think it felt like in the 72 hours, they were all gone.
I heard it was he called a black woman hot chocolate.
What?
And that's what really put everybody over the edge.
I think that actually came after the fact.
Oh, really? I was like, what, you can't call
that?
A black woman hot chocolate?
No, Frank, you can't.
If Wait we're in the minute. Office and we're friends and I know you, I'm like, hey, hot chocolate, because you're looking good that day.
Are you calling me hot chocolate? Because I'll take it.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't see anything wrong with that.
We're all friends and I'm like, hey, look at you, hot chocolate. No?
I could call Carrie, hey, look at you, vanilla Nestle's.
I know.
With the marshmallow?
The white candy bars aren't nearly as exciting.
Okay. Now I'm offended.
Well, they're called Zero. Isn't the white candy bar a zero?
No.
Oh, the white with the nougat inside.
Yeah, it's like a Three Musketeers, but it has white chocolate on the outside instead of brown. It's called a zero.
All right, well, I'm going to take all offense to that. And no, you can't call me that now.
Hey, hot zero.
No.
Why not?
See? That is offensive.
Could you call a Latina woman, hey, look at you, hot salsa? Why not?
Yeah, if you want her to kill you.
What? That's a compliment.
Hot
salsa. I mean it complimentary with nothing but respect, love, and even a little lust.
What's up, hot dough boy?
Hot.
Well, how do you mean that?
Hot dough boy.
You know, like hot cross bun.
Yeah, that was just full of affection and love. I could just feel it.
If I called you pudding, hot pudding. You look like hot pudding.
I'd take pudding. That's fine. Hey, pudding.
Thanks, Suicide Squad. That's
Yeah, pudding. Hey, that's where I got that. Let's watch that the other day. Pudding. That was her belt buckle, right?
It was her necklace.
Her choker.
Her choker.
Pudding.
Could Bill O'Reilly call the woman, hey, chocolate pudding?
I pretty much don't ever want to hear Bill O'Reilly refer to a woman ever again in my entire life.
I mean, that's a good idea.
You just can't use chocolate, I guess.
Well,
genuine chocolate face. No makeup.
You have that on instant makeup.
Oh, I think it's a good time to take a look at traffic. Maybe get a couple messages for 2 minutes and come right back to the show and regroup and get some news with Kerry Keegan, who's also sitting in for Lisa May today.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. Rocks.
On the Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS.
Today, it's Frosty, Carrie, and Frank. Carrie's filling in for Heidi, who's out on vacation. And she's also filling in for Lisa May to do the news. So what's going on, Carrie?
Well, before we get into the actual news, we were just talking about Bill O'Reilly. And I think Donald Trump is actually listening to the show.
Yes,
is he?
Because he loves the show.
While we were talking about it, he just tweeted, "To be clear, I support O'Reilly Factor 1,000%. I'm hearing that crooked Hillary is behind the plot to oust the best journalist on Fox News.
Oh, my God. Back to crooked Hillary.
Okay. These are the things he hears on the Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show.
Yeah, thanks for listening, Don.
It's not like there's anything else he should be giving his attention to going on in the world right now.
Right. Like the news brought to you by Norm Reeves Honda.
He'll find out what's going on in the world right now.
Super prices, super selection. Visit the Norm Reeves Honda Superstore online at normreeveshonda.com.
Aren't they having a pancake breakfast there or something? Did I hear that?
Where, at the White House?
No, that's Top Rocker Harley.
That's
Anderson.
Where I'll be there, sorry.
Not Norm Reeves Honda.
Sorry.
I'll take pancakes wherever I can get them.
I'm sure pancakes. Norm makes a mean pancake. Norm's Diner, anyway.
I'm there.
All right, so...
I love Norm's.
Do you guys know that Friday is the one-year anniversary of Prince's death? It's been a year. This one feels like it went by really quickly.
That was one that hit me particularly hard because I had an older sister and she listened to Prince all the time. So yeah, I mean, I grew up listening to Prince.
Shut up, Frank. You had posters on your wall and
I did.
It
was that one where you could see part of his ass crack with
that
neon light, neon heart on the wall. Oh,
yes.
You remember that one? Purple satin sheets.
All right, so we're going to be celebrating his legacy with some new music, you guys.
I don't know about this.
Bad idea.
I'm excited anyway. I agree with you. I'm nervous. But anyway, there's a new EP called Deliverance hitting iTunes on Friday for $3.99.
No, Michael Jackson had the same problem where he had a bunch of stuff that he never, ever released. And he didn't release it for a reason because it didn't make the list of the top things to release.
It just wasn't done yet.
And they released one, I remember the Renegade, for a Jeep commercial after his death. And it wasn't the greatest song, and he knew it wasn't the greatest song, but they sold it to Jeep after
these
his death.
Genius-level artists like Michael Jackson, in this case Prince, they chose what they wanted you to hear. They chose what they were done with. And what they weren't done with, you were never supposed to hear.
Remember the music I left you with, not the stuff that people found on the cutting room floor.
Yeah, there's a reason he didn't release this stuff.
Well,
it didn't make the
yet.
Cut.
Well, maybe we should listen to it before you guys get all preachy
awesome.
About it.
If he wanted you to hear it, he would have released it. But anyway, we're not supposed to be hearing this.
Can we hear it?
We're not supposed to, but here it is.
This is not religion. Common sense. It's time for you to get down, get down. Get off the beat. No son should die, no mother should cry. All in favor, say aye. Because time's so hard to deal with.
Actually.
See, he was working on this song. That part right there, he's like, he didn't the lyrics yet. He's like, and you had no idea. He's just filling in going, I will have words for this later. It was an unfinished work.
So the choir and stuff they added later.
Yeah, it was like he was working on it.
They produced it after he was gone. The problem with that...
He was thinking out loud during this song.
I actually enjoyed that. That was actually pretty darn good.
I mean,
The artist himself who created the original version... said, nope, this doesn't make the cut.
Not
it doesn't
yet.
Reach my quality level. They did the same thing with Jim Croce. They took some of his stuff after he passed away in the 70s and redid it. The same thing with John Lennon. They had a couple of his tracks they tried to make into new quasi-Beatles songs. Didn't work.
They do that constantly with the Beatles. I feel like they just re-released something else, the lost footage.
And if they didn't really, you know, it's like if we did a show that was subpar and we didn't want you to hear because it didn't meet our high standards of quality. It shouldn't be released because we're the ones who did it and said, no, this isn't worth, this is not worth sharing.
What about Tupac? So, he's had albums out since.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, that's wrong. That's someone getting greedy in the estate. It's greed in the estate.
But
that being
problem.
Said, I'm super happy about hearing it.
Yeah.
I am too, but you're not supposed to.
It's like you, Frosty, and your album. And you never released it, and you worked on it. Now you didn't have the master tapes of the whole thing burned down.
Yeah.
But the problem with you is that it'll never be good enough for you. And you'll keep adding track after track after track. It needs strings, it needs this, and track. And it's like, no, it's good, but you won't release it.
Well, then that's my choice because I'm the artist. It's
I
my
know,
call.
But if I found something that was completely overdone and you thought that needed three more tracks, I could release it and still be good.
Weirdly, that'd be okay with me because I'd like to post-mortem fame. Mm-hmm. That'd be fine.
Post-mortem fame?
When's that novel coming out, Frosty?
See, that's just it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to say now because you're turning my point on me. Don't turn my points on me.
Well, listen, according to Billboard, Prince was a bit of a hoarder, and he had a treasure trove of things to see at Paisley Park. There's more than 7,000 artifacts, including costumes and shoes, and more than 121 guitars and instruments.
Wow.
So maybe we need to take a field trip there, too. We have so many places
to go.
That'd
be awesome. Let's just do a tour. Let's get in the RV and just do a tour. Go to the boozy ice cream parlor.
Then to Prince's house.
Hit up Prince's house, all wasted on ice cream.
Count me in.
That's a trip.
Hey, were you guys Game of Thrones fans?
Yeah.
So, remember Hodor?
Yes, Hodor.
I'm sorry, but I'm still crying. Every time I hear his name now, I'm, So the guy, Kristen Nairn, I think is his name, who played Hodor on Game of Thrones, he is a proud gay man from Northern Ireland. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
And he's thinking about running for office. Because apparently where he's from in Northern Ireland, there's no such thing as gay marriage.
So now, they don't do that over there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So now he wants to run for office so he can change that. Go Hodor!
Yeah. He wants to open the door for gay marriage. Is that ironic?
You're good at this, Frank. You are good at this.
Tell my boss, please. They hate me. If you celebrate your birthday today, on April 19th, who do you celebrate with who's famous? We talked about tennis earlier, and Maria Sharapova turns 30 years old.
It was her in the audio!
There she is. Troy Polamalu is 36, retired Pittsburgh Steelers superstar, and also the head and shoulders guy. Remember him, Troy?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No, head and shoulders guy.
The guy with the long, flowing, black hair.
Like Fabio? I don't know.
No?
I don't know.
Okay, never mind. Hayden Christensen.
Star Wars guy.
Happy birthday, Anakin.
Anakin is 36. My God. Kate Hudson's 38. James Franco is 39. Jesse James, the worst mistake of Sandra Bullock's life, is 48. That nasty woman, Ashley Judd, is 49 years old today.
Wow.
What?
That was a nice happy birthday to her, wasn't
it? Well, no, but her whole nasty woman speech after the woman. She's proud nasty.
That wasn't editorializing.
Yeah, she's wearing stained pants today. She don't care.
By the way, fresh memory, what did Jesse do to Sandra? I know they had a nasty...
He cheated on her.
Was that what he did?
Yeah.
Why would you... get Sandra, why would you cheat?
Well, that was what her problem was.
That's all of our problems. She's a sweetheart. How
she said, I'm Sandra Bullock. Why are you having sex with anyone else?
It's like you cheated on our sister, you know? Sandra Bullock's everyone's little sister.
God. Jesse was on Celebrity Apprentice. Something. He went a lot further than some people. He was there several weeks.
He did all right, yeah.
Yeah, he was there till...
I think he was... He didn't want to put up with any of the BS on the show, so he...
That's why he left?
Yeah, I think so.
He was good. I liked him on the show. Then I found the Sandra stuff, which I'd forgotten about. I wondered, are you crazy? Are you out of your mind?
Suge Knight is 52.
Is he in prison? I believe he's doing prison for something.
For running over that guy. Remember the
footage
of him running?
Hit him with the car.
Yeah, running over a guy. Mm. Mark Volman is 70. Name ring a bell? Well, this might remind you. So happy together.
From the Turtles?
Yes, Lisa from the Turtles.
Hi. That's a great song, by the way. Someone should remake this.
No, they shouldn't.
Maybe Prince was working on this before he passed.
Too soon, Frosty. Oh.
Tim Curry is 71. Dr. Frankenfurter in the Rocky Horror Picture Show and Pennywise in The Clown in the original It. And Dudley Moore is dead. We got 38 days to Memorial Day weekend, the next big drinking holiday after Mother's Day.
How long?
38 days to Memorial Day weekend.
It's not time to get my liver in shape.
I know.
That's too long of a countdown. Don't we have something sooner?
Mother's Day.
Okay.
As far as big drinking holidays, I guess.
Is that a big drink? Mimosas for everyone.
Where mothers drink. Why do I have children?
45 days to Wonder Woman hits theaters. Looking forward to seeing Wonder Woman.
Yeah, I am.
Gal Gadot. Damn.
How did they change her? They changed her somehow. Did they? What? They make her a mean. Because she used to be likable. In the Linda Carter days, she was
She's not mean. She's just serious.
She's dressed more like a Spartan.
Yeah, she's like a gladiator now.
Didn't you see... You didn't see Batman or Superman?
No, I didn't see that one.
Oh, please. Get in there.
You didn't see that?
I didn't see that one, though. No. Is it good?
Get out every now and then.
It's the introduction to Wonder Woman. Come on.
I was binging watching Downton Abbey. I couldn't get out to the theater that weekend.
61 days to Father's Day, the forgotten holiday, because no one gets a dad anything. And
I always get my dad stuff, yeah.
Really nice, cool stuff? Yeah. What do you get him?
What do you get a dad?
I mean, sometimes it's stuff that he needs, and sometimes it's stuff that... My dad's really hard to shop for. Dads are normally really hard to shop
That's
for.
That's what the excuse is. Yeah. That's why we never get anything.
If he wants food, like he loves chocolate-covered cherries. I'll get him a ton of those.
Okay.
Or stuff for his car, electronics. I got him like a one of those. Before he had it on his phone, I got him one of those. What do you call it? The navigation things.
Oh yeah, TomTom.
TomTom.
You know, don't get your dad a tool set. My problem was every year I'd get dad a new, Sears Craftsman tool set. Finally, son, I got 27 of these. Thank you. You only need 27 sets. Forget it. Stop it. Tools are a bad idea.
My mother is the one that uses tools. That's Mother's Day presents. My dad wouldn't know what to do with it.
He's inside eating chocolate-covered cherries watching Dr.
Yep.
Phil.
And he's swearing at whatever tools he can't use.
Do they make feminine, girly tools with, like, rose-colored handles and
they
little fleur-de-lis?
Stop it. I want the normal, regular...
You know what? Frills and laces and little grapes and...
Just because I'm a girl, you're a jerk.
When we come back, I was at a restaurant and I complained about the service. And I want you to tell me if I was right or wrong about complaining, okay? Mm. Tell you what happened.
You were wrong.
What? I'll tell you what happened when we come back for Frosty, Addy, and Frank.
From the Morongo Casino Studios, it's Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Have you ever gone to a restaurant and complained about the service?
Only if I wanted my food to get spit in.
Yeah, you don't do it. You don't. Never send food back to be rewarmed or reheated or recooked.
I know. I was in food service. So if I got the steak that might have been, cooked wrong, I never sent it back to go, hey, this is a little bit too rare for me. No, because I knew it was going to be wiped on someone's armpits and thrown back on the grill. I'm like, nope, I'll eat this rare bleeding moose.
But don't you pay extra for that seasoning?
Actually, that's a true story. My grandpa took me to this barbecue place when I was a little kid. We're sitting at the bar, and it was a hot day in Indiana, midsummer. I mean, humid.
Sticky hot.
Oh, sticky. And there was this the cook back in the back, and you could see him, through the angle, that little window, like the order window. And I could see him back there. And I'm just, watching him, fascinated. And it was this giant black guy. The barbecue place was known for just the best barbecue in town. So Grandpa's taking me there, and he knows everybody in town. So I'm watching the guy cook back there, and he's just sweating. So hot. He's on the grill, and it's hot outside, and it's hot inside. It's even hotter back in the kitchen. He's sweating. And I see him raise his arms up, and he pulls off a hamburger patty.
What?
Out of his armpit. Psst. Other arm. And replaces it with two frozen patties to keep him cool. He was going,
no.
And he was cooking them after they would thaw under his armpits.
Oh.
But they were delicious. Anyway.
Ew, you ate it
anyway. No, I ordered a hot dog. Oh, where'd he keep the hot dog? Oh, no. I didn't even think about that. I was a kid.
I mean, someone had, there's must be regular, he had a C.
No.
What was
this
the
letters? This is before the letters. This is way before, I was a kid. This was like early 70s, probably 1975.
And I know that Chef Paul Prudhomme came up with blackened catfish. Maybe he was selling a blackened hamburger.
I guess so. I mean, maybe that was the secret. Maybe that's why. You got to go to this place, this barbecue place in Terre Haute. It's delicious.
Oh, my God.
Well, it sure saves time.
You would think. I mean, it would kind of smell like.
Well, the grill probably cooks off the contaminants. Yeah.
Burns all. It's probably fine. Anyway.
Probably.
I was at a new restaurant.
It does explain some of the brain damage.
I was at a new restaurant, and it's a tequila bar Mexican place. My kind of place. And inside, nice. I mean, it's perfect. They've staffed it with a bunch of young, good-looking people. I'm saying, okay, this is what they're trying to do here. And I'm trying to judge for myself if it's going to stay in business or not based on food and everything else. And I had to complain about the service because I'm looking out for, the company. I'm like, hey, you know what? I think the guy needs to know that one of his employees is working too hard. That was my complaint.
Working too hard.
I'm like, hey, could you tell yellow pants over there to sit down. She's working way too hard. It's bothering me.
Working too hard?
You said this to someone.
Yeah, I said it to the manager because she was ruining the vibe. You know what I mean?
No, not really.
Okay, here's what it is. I mean, because it's a new place, been open a week or so, she was walking around like with her head on a swivel, making sure everybody was okay. Everybody had, you got chips over there, you got salsa over there. She like walked around real quick, like really like neurotic with the water jug, going to fill water. Somebody got half water.
Oh, and she was bad.
She was just, I mean, right. She was working so hard.
She was stressing you out. She was harshing your mellow, man.
She wanted the place to succeed so bad that she didn't want anybody to need anything at any time. She was going to be on top of it. She ruined my dinner.
And what did the manager say when you said?
He's like, okay, thanks. And then he took her back in the back, and I never saw her again.
What an awful thing you've done.
Maybe he fired her for working too hard. Should I have said something?
Maybe he just got her back in the back and let her get stoned with everybody else.
It wasn't bad service. It was excellent service, but she was ruining my vibe.
Put yourself in her worn-out shoes. I'm what? I'm too efficient. I'm doing too much good stuff here.
She got written up for being excellent. And then I thought about that later. I was like, maybe I should have just said nothing. But it was hard to ignore her because she was dressed all in yellow.
See, she had great work ethic.
It's an odd complaint.
But personality is the problem. If she's too anxious or if she's too a little bit neurotic or what, I get that.
It's Mexico, tequila, you know, it's supposed to be relaxed, back. You know, and she was just this, she was super tall. I mean, you couldn't miss her. It was like Big Bird with a pitcher of water.
Had she been slower, would it have affected the speed at which you got your food or the quality of food that was brought out or drinks? Did she need to be buzzing around like a big old whirling dervish? Was it essential to getting the food out there?
The place is not enormous. I mean, there was, and there were some empty tables, and they had all the employees on staff because it's first week and they don't really know, you know, they don't want to be understaffed. Maybe they're still training people, so they had everybody there. So she could have relaxed.
Okay, I'm with you in a weird sort of way.
A little bit.
If it's supposed to be a laid-back vibe and she was ruining the vibe of the place, that's a weird complaint to make. But I understand your reason for making it. Because it would be disruptive.
But normally, I'm not the type to go on Yelp afterwards, nothing like that. I'll just never go back myself. I'm not going to tell you never to go there because you might like the place. You might like the fact that this woman hovers over you and you eat one chip out of your bag of chips and she throws another chip in there.
This poor woman.
What about those people that refill your coffee? You're like halfway done with your coffee. Yeah. You have it mixed to perfection.
Right.
Sugar quantity to the ratio of milk to whatever. And then they come and fill it up without even asking. Ah! Now I got to figure out how much cream I'm supposed to put in. Yeah. To how much?
Half a packet of this over here to make it back to where it was chemically perfect. But they were just trying to be great.
Helpful.
Great service.
I had
whatever you need. I'm at your beck and call.
A wait person said something to me I found disturbing. You know, I was eating my meal and the place wasn't packed, so it's not like they needed my table. There were plenty of empty tables. And you know, I like to enjoy and savor the food. And they brought me
really?
The check. Well, if I got nothing else to do, I'll savor a meal. I don't always inhale. There's not always a giant gravity-like suction. And I'm enjoying this delicious meal and sipping my margarita. And the dude brought the check way too early. I wasn't even...
Ooh, no, I don't like that.
And he says, should I take this away? And then my plate had half its food left. You want me to take this away? Like I was done? And I said, oh, no, I'm still working on this. He goes, oh, take your time. Take as long as you need. I'm thinking, well, thank you for giving me permission to finish my meal. Your time.
I hate when they do that, but I do feel like most of the time when they do that, it's because they're ending their shift. And you probably came at like a midsection. So he's just trying to get his tip before he goes home.
And then you could be right. It made me feel like a big pig. Like the implication is, are you going to eat all that, you big fat pig? You're going to lick the plate too? Oh, take your time for God's sakes. I'll just wait on your big fat ass to eat all that food.
Sensitive.
My God.
I mean, do I have to beg permission? Excuse me, Mr. Waiter. Can I eat all the food I ordered and paid for, please? Is it okay if I sit and finish it? Do you mind?
You have a thing with eating out in public, right?
I do. I'm self-conscious.
And well, this goes back a ways when Frosty was by himself eating once again. And he goes to Saddle Ranch. You know Saddle Ranch? Mm-hmm. And there was one at Universal, right?
Because we
had
an event. Yes.
We did a live show at Universal Studios. And it was around lunchtime. So we did like noon to two. So we get off And Frosty goes and has lunch by himself, and he's at a booth, and there was like the group of women who were sitting at the booth right next to him, and they were drinking the margaritas and having a good time, and one of them made a comment that was that Frosty could hear over all of their laughter and cackling.
I have good ears. I have good hearing, and I can hear across crowded rooms. People don't know that.
What did she say?
I'd ordered the sampler platter, which was 6 cheeseburgers and fries.
The mere appetizers are huge. Yeah.
Massive.
But they're not full size hamburgers. They're sliders.
They're big. They're bigger than normal sliders.
Also, the platters that they serve them on are about the size of the table. Yes, so no matter what, you look like a jerk.
So it's massive, and the platter's big. But
by himself.
But seriously, the 6 sliders can be squished into one normal-sized cheeseburger. It's not like 6 normal.
Come on now. They are like 6 cheeseburgers.
Okay, 2 cheeseburgers. But anyway, so I'm got the platter, and I'm enjoying my delicious first one or two and getting the fries and squirting the ketchup. And I heard from, several feet over the women laughing. And I saw a couple heads turn sort of my direction, and they continued to laugh. Now I sort of beamed my ear towards them, and I heard one of them say, "Yeah, shovel it in, fat boy."
That didn't happen.
I heard that. And I was mid-bite. I had a burger right. I was chomp, and I heard it. I'm like, okay, do I act like I just heard that? Or now do I actually shovel it in? What do I do? I sort of froze.
You should have. You should have absolutely acknowledged it.
You should have shoved your face right into the plate. and just like you're truffle hunting.
I would have gone full psycho. I would have stood up and grabbed like all 3 burgers. Like, yeah, you like this? And like spit it out.
Yeah, you lonely whores.
What? I mean,
it hurts my feelings. The things people say.
So now ever since then, he thinks that every time he goes out to eat, people are looking at him and judging every single bite.
Well, based on that, then your antenna would be up. Plus, if you're the single guy and they stick you in the... when you're a single person, maybe they seat you in a different place when you go out, Carrie. When a single guy goes to the restaurant...
In the bathroom, usually.
They seat me in the crappy loser tables. Table for one, like the weird stool off to the side. Everyone can see you there. You're sort of on display. Loser tables, and people see you.
No, it's kind of like the valet, Frosty. It's like if you have a crappy car, the valet doesn't park your car in the front. He parks it in the alley 3 blocks away. But if you have a nice car, they park it right there in the front. You go, look at all these nice cars. Carrie walks in. She's right there, so you can see her first. It's like, this is a nice place. Look at that blonde. They don't want people to see you eating the first thing they see walking in.
Don't stick me back in the back of the loser bench where everyone can see you and laugh and titter and giggle and point and guffaw. And usually I go, excuse me, no, could I get a booth? And they go, you want a booth?
We have to save those for paying customers.
And maybe when they bring over the check early is to let you know that, okay, you're done ordering food, but the longer you sit here, the more, like, the timer is running because you have to rent the booth.
I get that.
And you get angry when they bring the bill too early, so you can't win.
I can't win. And I understand if there's a line of people waiting for my table because I'm using it and then someone else, but that wasn't what happened.
So after that platter of sliders, did you go ride the bull?
No.
Oh, you should have.
I thought I exceeded the weight limit.
It's like,
what?
There's a sign.
Smoke.
Yeah,
I think you could have showed up those women right then and there by proving that you could have been the cowboy.
Let's talk to Brittany. Brittany's in the food service business. Hello, Brittany.
Hello.
Did I do the right thing about complaining about the very hard worker?
I would think so, because if you're too anxious and you're running around and you're looking like crazy, that's not something you want to see at the restaurant. Right, you want to be taken care of, but you don't want to be stalked. You know, you don't want somebody running around like a chicken with a head.
Yeah, she was like a water stalker.
I heard you guys talking about the bill being dropped. Our management actually tells us that we need to drop the bill within a minute of dropping off the food, especially at lunchtime. So once we drop your food, within a minute, 2 minutes, we're supposed to go back, drop the check, and make sure everything's okay. So if you have empty plates, we're supposed to take them. And that's why the check goes down so quick.
See, the lunchtime rush, I agree with the lunchtime rush, because most people have an hour for lunch, and if you take too long to drop the bill, you've now gotten back to work 15 minutes late.
I kind of get that concept, too. And if it's hustle and bustle time, in my case, it was a lazy afternoon with the place half empty, so it wasn't.
Where do you work, Brittany? You can go ahead and give them a free plug.
I work at Applebee's.
Oh, Applebee's dropping that check early. Applebee's.
Yeah, I worked there for like 10 years.
Destination for prom night.
Oh, yeah. Worst nights is prom, and you have any football nights for the schools. You don't want to work on those nights.
Because, the school comes in there, and those kids don't have money to tip.
Oh, no, no.
All right, Brittany, I'm going to give you a prize. You need to relax and laugh. So I'm going to send you to Sebastian Maniscalco at the Contagious Theater, April 29th. It's the Late Show, 10 p.m. So you stay on hold. We're going to hook you up, Brittany. Thanks for calling.
But you understand how if in the middle of the meal, when you've got, you know, a half or a third of your food to go and you intend to eat it all, it's kind of weird when they come up and go, you want me to clean that up? You want me to take your plate? Because then you got to tell them, no, I'm a big hog and I'm going to eat all of this.
But you also have to, you're now assuming that someone who gets paid $2.50 an hour basically is going to read your social cues and know that you're going to be sitting here for 2.5 hours while you finish your tiny little side salad.
Yeah, but side salad?
Frank!
What are those? Gary, come to your senses.
Here's the thing. I think if they serve portions like a claim jumper or a saddle ranch and they drop it early, maybe that's the cue for you to stop eating and take the other half home. That's a whole other meal. You know, maybe you could say, well, when they drop the check, I'll stop. No matter when they drop the check.
No, that's unacceptable.
It's a diet plan.
You have rented that table for as long as
I'm just saying
it takes
to help. But that's a good diet plan. So then you can just shovel it in, hoping they don't come by with the check real quick.
Actually, what was that one big molten plate of cheese I used to get? This massive, huge cheese dip.
And
queso fundido. And my favorite mix, I would go and I would get this thing and I'd sit there and eat it all. Finally, I realized that one time I saw it said serves four. It was like, I didn't know. I thought it was like.
And he was eating it with a spoon.
Hey, if you're on Atkins, go for it. It doesn't matter.
Cheese soup. 1-800-955-5567 is the number. Have a lot of prizes to give away still. And if you are the person who can correctly pick out the fake headline, it is your choice of prize. So we're going to take a quick break and come right back with Get the Fake Out. We are Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Morning sickness continues with Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
On the rock of rock. Southern California, rock. 95.5 KLOS.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show with special guest Carrie Keegan filling in for the ladies on the show. Filling in for Heidi and Lisa May, who are both out on vacation. And I really like Carrie because she took her shot glass and she's like...
You did it.
She gave me the tappy taps.
So that's why we like
you.
That's
how I got his attention.
Let's, there's no.
Some.
No booze news needed. We'll just do a little shot here before we get to get the fake out. I have several headlines. All are true. But one, all you have to do is pick out the fake headline and you win the prize of your choice from the prize pants, all right? 1-800-955-KLOS. Let's pass out the shots. Mm.
Thank you.
And Carrie, no tapping of your bong on the counter. We don't want it to break.
The following stories are true, except for one. Mm. It's fake. It's up to you to get the fake out.
All right, here's to Carrie. Wonderful job.
Here's Carrie to faking Keegan. It out. Cheers. Mm.
Too good. All right, here are your headlines. Remember, you're playing.
I'm playing.
You did good yesterday, didn't you? Didn't you pick
the one? Yeah, I won yesterday. Yeah.
All right, here are the headlines for today. Police chief swears in drug-sniffing bearded dragon.
Need we go any further?
New injection to cure erectile dysfunction also increases penis size.
Wait, isn't that an oxymoron? Isn't that what it's supposed to do?
Yeah.
All right.
That one. We'll pursue it at some greater length later.
Amazon's Alexa stops home burglary with citizen's arrest. Popular YouTube niche, videos of hiking.
What?
Wait, that's the headline?
Yeah.
I thought you
sneezed.
That
hiking is now a YouTube phenomenon?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you sneeze in the middle of that? What did you say?
Niche. Adidas apologizes for sending an email saying, "Congrats, you survived the Boston Marathon."
Don't tell me they did that.
Well, maybe they didn't do that. All these headlines are true, but one, pick out the fake and you win a prize. So, Carrie Keegan, which one do you think is the fake?
You did your homework today.
Uh-huh.
This is no dad joke situation anymore. I'm a big fan of beer-sniffing bearded dragons. Is that what that was? Did I get that right?
Police chief swears in drug-sniffing bearded dragon.
A drug-sniffing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to...
Oh, it's tough.
That sounds so good. Sure.
You going with that one?
Yeah, I got to go with that one.
All right, Carrie's going with that
one. Which one did you take?
The first one.
The drug-sniffing bearded dragon. All right, Frosty, which one's the fake?
Well, congratulations on all these. It's a tough one today. It really is. The one that's calling to me is the citizen's arrest.
Amazon's Alexa stops home burglary with citizen's arrest.
I just don't think the burglar would stop for it, so I'm going to go with that.
Okay.
Maybe, the speaker said citizen's arrest. I'll just stand here and wait for the cops.
Maybe Alexa is armed now.
Oh, maybe so.
Yeah, she gets updates all the time.
Shoot. Yeah, maybe, but I'm sticking with it.
All right, Eric, Scott Smith, our producer, what do you think is the fake?
At length, I have researched penis enlargement, and I have found that nothing actually works. Nothing. There is nothing.
You've tried it all.
Eric, get a hold of yourself.
I have looked into every method, and none of it works.
Is this a personal problem?
It is, yeah.
You... Really?
Yeah, I'm a small guy. Look at me. I'm short.
I mean, I've heard that the smaller the package, the bigger the package.
Wait, isn't that an oxymoron? Smaller the package, the bigger the package?
But I thought the whole point of erectile dysfunction pills was to actually enlarge, engorge the area.
Or just get things to work that weren't working very well.
Yeah, if you know, with age and so much porn viewing, it's hard.
It's not.
And so you need help getting that action to happen again. But in this particular case, this shot will help that action happen again, but it will also increase the length of your member.
Mm. So will the Swedish suck machine.
No, it won't.
I'm shocked today. All the things we learned about Eric. Earlier on the show, we found he sews with a needle and a thimble. So are you sure you don't have the needle confused with something else, perhaps?
Whoa.
Or the thimble? The thimble? You sure it's a thimble?
He uses a thimble for a fleshlight.
What was that word again?
Fleshlight. Thimble.
A thimble for a fleshlight? Yeah.
He sticks a little piece of liver in a thimble.
So
you all pictured it. I'm sorry.
Stop.
All right. Let's go to the phones as they came in and talk to, let's see, who came in first? Oh, it'd be Mark. Hello, Mark.
Good morning.
Get the fake out, Mark.
Let's try the YouTube video hiking.
Yeah, the popular YouTube videos of hiking.
Does it give any more explanation to what this means?
Yeah, that
like,
one
is it
didn't
like
add
naked
much.
Hiking? Because I could totally see
it. No, it's just people
that.
Hiking. People like, going hikes in the woods.
Topless?
No, just going hiking.
Are they places we've never seen before?
Well, if you've never been on that trail, I guess. But
they're not finding dead bodies or anything?
No, no, it's just I'm hiking. You might see a pretty view or something, and they can talk on the video.
Oh, for God's sake, is it true or not?
It is true, yes. There's like, yeah, these hikers have subscribers to their YouTube channels, and they just go hiking through the woods. And they'll talk to themselves. And I think people watch this because they're rooting for the bear. You're hoping the bear pops out and mauls the guy. Right. You're just waiting for that mother and her cubs to be over the next crest.
If I find out that any of these hiker YouTube partners are making more money than me, I'm going to be real upset.
Really upset.
Because we're doing it wrong.
You worked way too hard, Carrie. And
obviously,
all you have to do is go out in the woods and hike around.
What?
He always tells everyone to stop working so hard. See, does the rest of them? You?
Because look what he does for a living.
By the way, these hiking videos, there's no payoff at the end, right? If there is no
bear. No one's going to out-lazy me when it comes to radio. I'm the laziest guy.
So you invest an hour of your life watching this stupid hiking video. There is no bear attack. There is no avalanche. There is no, you know, wild cougar that mauls them to death.
Maybe it's from somebody who's handicapped, who can't go hiking on these trails.
Well, it's like torture then. Here's what you can't do.
It's like you watching porn.
Eric, help me. Bail me out.
Ouch.
Ouch.
Break out your thimble and needle and stab him.
All right, let's go to David. Hello, David.
Hey, Frank's Army.
Get the fake out, David.
All right. I'm going to say penis injection.
New injection to cure erectile dysfunction also increases penis size. That is... true, Eric. It's true.
Because they're injecting you with silicone.
Yeah, here's the thing. This new treatment introduced for helping men tackle the issue is actually having an added effect, which makes the penis act bigger. In addition to that, it also increases sensitivity, making for better and stronger erections.
But it will never actually go away. You just constantly have an erection. It never goes down.
It'll go down, but you're flaccid. Everything, it has like regenerative stuff in it. So it will make it bigger, and then you're even more sensitive. So the side
it's like you start crying after sex.
Yeah, it's like
is it healthy?
It's making love now. We're more sensitive.
Just walking down the hall, is it like uncomfortable if you're sensitive all the time and there's more to be sensitive?
No, I think during sex you're actually more sensitive. So the side effects for something that's going to help the males, you know, during sex is great things like a bigger penis and more sensitivity down there. For the women, the birth control, it makes you bloated and have acne.
It's awesome.
Oh, it's great to be male
really
scientist.
Great. And what we've always been waiting for as women is for you guys to come fast. That's great.
Carrie, you and your foul mouth. Oh, my goodness.
She forgets we're on the radio. We have rules here.
We have a beeper.
Yes, we do. We warned it out on you today.
Thank you, my friend.
All right, three headlines remain. One that Carrie thought was
Can
fake.
I just tell you, you guys don't see this. I mean, outside who is listening. Frank's face every time I say something.
It's I'm like, my eyes get big and I look at Jordan.
It's like deer in headlights. And then the red lights flash behind my head.
They're flashing in my eyes.
These are five-star fireable offenses coming out of your mouth. It's like, when did we get that one? Please tell me we got that one. Please.
That's why we have protection, you guys. He is my birth control.
Yes.
But you've used all our protection up now, I think. It's all gone.
All right, we have the headline that Carrie thought was fake still up. Police chief swears in drug-sniffing bearded dragon. Also, the one that Frosty chose, Amazon's Alexa stops home burglary with citizen's arrest. And nobody chose Adidas apologizing for sending an email saying congrats to people who survived the Boston Marathon. All right, let's go to Yesenia. Hello, Yesenia. Hello, Yesenia.
Yesenia. Hi, Frank.
Oh, I messed it up so much. Yesenia.
It's okay.
All right, which one do you think is fake?
The one with the Boston Marathon.
The Boston Marathon, yes. Oh, I'm sorry, that's true.
I wish that one was fake. I can't believe in this day and age that people don't pay any attention to their own branding.
The only person laughing at this is Pepsi. They're like, talk about tone death.
What an idiot.
They're just happy no one's talking about Pepsi now. Thanks for reminding us, Frank.
4 years ago, three people didn't survive because of that bombing, that terrorist bombing.
And dozens injured for life.
There's been a movie out since then. But I mean, I think the person who wrote the email was like, congratulations on running and surviving. It's just a poor choice of words considering what happened 4 years ago.
But this is a big corporation where things don't happen in a vacuum. And everyone has to agree that this goes down like seven layers of people approving and this. And all of those people thought that that was okay.
Unless this was farmed out to some clueless intern who never watches the news and is fresh out of college or something, who doesn't even know about
it. Maybe they're trying a new thing at Adidas, and they're letting Adidas at the local level make decisions. Then you are in a vacuum, and you have no idea what's going on in any particular market.
Mm. So we're down to two.
Until it's too late, and the email's already gone out.
It's terrible.
Oops! All right, the last two headlines that remain, one is for Carrie, the bearded dragon, one's Frosty with Amazon's Alexa. Tommy's going with the Alexa as well, and Freddy's going with the bearded dragon. One of you is going to win a prize, the other gets nothing.
One of you is going home with Carrie. Oh, that's
the booby prize.
Yay.
Here we go. The fake headline is...
Wait, should we make the loser have to take a shot of Malort? Yes.
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 Okay. Yes. The loser takes a shot of Malort.
Carrie, I'm confident in mine. I will take you on with that.
I'm pretty damn confident in mine, too.
So I don't think citizen's arrest would happen.
The fake headline is Amazon's Alexa stops home burglary with citizen's arrest. So Frosty was right. Carrie was wrong. Carrie's got to do a shot of Malort.
While you're pouring that shot, I really need to hear more about this bearded dragon that can sniff out drugs, because that's fascinating.
Let me give Tommy his prize first. Tommy, it's up to you.
What's up, Frank?
What do you want? Do you want to go to the Hollywood Improv, see Stephen Kramer Glickman's nighttime show? Do you want to go to the third annual ride for Ronnie? Any what?
Tool tickets.
I don't have any tool tickets.
How about Black to the Black?
Zach Sabbath.
I'll take Zach Sabbath. Screw it.
Zach Sabbath, Elway Theater, June 17th. Those are yours. So
stay on hold.
Thank you, Tommy, for playing. Get the fake out. All right. The Bearded Dragon, the story that is real. I love this. And it's probably just a publicity stunt. I don't know. But this happened in Arizona. An Arizona police department shared photos from the swearing in of its newest officer, Eero, the drug sniffing lizard.
Officer Lizard?
The department said Eero was originally brought in after officials reviewed research indicating reptiles have a strong enough sense of smell to make them more effective than dogs at detecting some types of narcotics. The department has periodically posted photos of Officer Eero's escapades using the hashtag Eero Adventures. So here's a picture of, you're going
to
love this.
Wait, before you show me the picture, I just need you to know that all I'm picturing right now is the Geico lizard doing lines. It's a drug sniffing lizard.
This is real. The police chief there in Arizona in Avondale swearing in the bearded dragon.
Cute.
He's got a badge.
Oh, I've seen everything now. Hey, I've seen it all.
You want to find the drugs? Check the police chief's desk. He's swearing in a lizard. That guy's high as a kite.
How do they know if he goes undercover?
I thought he'd have a uniform on at least.
Do you think they gave him a little tracking device? They sent him out into the world?
This is like a stoner cartoon on Adult Swim.
Another great idea.
There you go.
I'd watch that.
Happen all the time.
Bearded dragons are pretty cute.
Will they stand up in court? The officer usually has to testify. Good luck with that.
Yeah, if you accidentally step on this lizard, you assaulted an officer, you're going to jail.
Whoa.
It's an officer of the
but
law.
His tail will grow back. You'll be fine.
You'll be fine.
So this is like the Adidas stupid thing about the... Nobody said no to this guy. Nobody said, bad idea, sir.
Hey.
You're swearing at a lizard.
If it works, it works.
If it works.
Plus, I think maybe it's to get the kids in the community to trust police officers, and then they come out and see Eero, and Eero goes to the elementary schools, and they don't do drugs, kids. It's kind of like the crime dog.
Okay, I'll give you that.
You know?
Yeah, but what's really happening is that they picked any other lizard that looks like Eero. It's not him, because he's deep undercover somewhere trying to sneak out drugs. And this is just like the clone Eero.
I want to see the cartoon of Eero Adventures, because then he's all strung out, and he has to do the heroin, or else they're going to bust him, because they'll know he's a cop. So he's over there just laying on the couch.
You're like a narc.
Here you go. You shot him alert because you picked the wrong one. I like that.
You're punishing.
Adding that to get the fake out. That the losers have to do a shot of Malort and the winner doesn't have to. So you really think about your answers.
Yeah, you do.
I like as long as Carrie's here, but I don't think I like it otherwise. Ooh, it's a big shot.
You talking about the show or the bit?
Drink your poison, Carrie.
Oh, that's a big one, too. Oh, like a champ.
Remember, it's a delayed reaction you'll feel in about 20 seconds in your belly.
And by the way, I didn't mention it before, but about 15 minutes after the last one, I started sweating.
It'll have that effect on you.
Yeah, it hit my stomach, it burned, and then that, like, I got wet. Not in a good way.
Moist.
Well, I did. In a good way.
Today is a very strange study in perspiration because we've been doing that world's strongest coffee since 6 this morning. With 700.
How you feeling?
A little weird.
I'm feeling good.
I mean, it's pleasant, but it's a little weird. This coffee has 720 milligrams per cup, which is 5 or 6 times the regular cup. And I've had 2 cups of that. So I've had 12 cups of coffee. Plus how many shots we've done.
I don't know
plus
if you're hard
to take that. Are we talking too fast?
I think so. Sounds like a chipmunk's doing the show. That Malort will sneak up on you like a Russian bomber.
Too soon,
there's the segue of this century. Didn't the Russian bomber get intercepted by a couple F-16s or something?
Yeah.
It was off the coast of the Kodiak Islands. You got that story?
I do. Mm. Do you want news?
Yeah, I want some news right now.
This is a lot of reading.
I mean, just do that quick news story. We'll get some traffic, and then we'll get some more news stories.
News team. Russian bomber seen off the coast of the Kodiak Islands.
U.S. F-22s intercept Russian bombers off Alaska coast. Two Russian Tu-95 Bear bombers were intercepted in international airspace off the coast of Alaska by two U.S. F-22 Raptor fighter aircraft on Monday, the Pentagon confirmed. The intercept, which was described by the U.S. military official as safe and professional, took place about 100 miles from Kodiak Island after the Russian aircraft flew into the Alaskan Air Defense Identification Zone. Dun, dun, dun!
This is happening! Didn't they have, like, their destroyer off the coast of Massachusetts at one point, just, you know, soon after Trump won, to go,
Yeah.
Now they're flying bombers around Alaska, and,
yes,
and they don't want us to mess with North Korea because they got some weird deal going on with them.
Yes, but we claim 12 miles offshore. How close was this? 100?
100 miles off Kodiak, but it's still in Alaskan tell us about it space.
But it's not our, we don't own the entire ocean. I'm not defending anyone, but we claim 12 miles offshore. If it's 100, that's not within 12.
No, that's nautical defense. When it's air when it's air defense.
As the eagle flies.
When it's air defense, because things can fly faster.
I know. It could be there. But anyway.
But also, isn't that just too close?
Yes.
It is.
That's
this
just the fact.
This
it, shouldn't, it shouldn't be
but
in like are, tickle distance.
But we are dealing with Russia and Alaska.
See? We're not even near each other. When I did that, you
laughed.
Got
me. I giggled.
That's how close
I felt it.
You felt it.
But Russia and Alaska are almost barely, they're almost touching already. So up there, it's not that unusual to be 100 miles in the
If we do go to war with North Korea, I want to be a part of a MASH unit, because that seems pretty cool.
Except the show lasts three times
like
as long
sitcom?
As the war. So.
Yeah, like,
yeah, I mean, I'll have my own gin still in there. I got Hot Lips Keegan over here. Your Radar O'Reilly.
Oh,
actually, Eric's more Radar
yeah,
O'Reilly.
Yeah, I'm Major Burns,
you
I'm afraid.
You are Radar.
Yeah.
That's cool, though.
Major
he's
Burns.
You're,
yeah,
you're
he's
Frank Burns.
Yeah, Frank Burns, sadly.
My Hawkeye or Honeycutt?
That show was a fantastic show.
They're both funny. I don't know who you'd be.
Father Mulcahy.
Father Mulcahy, yes.
The most unfunny guy on MASH.
Yes, the screen time waster.
I'm Colonel Potter. Come on.
You are so Potter. Yes.
Colonel Smoke Potter.
You're just Colonel Pot.
Oh, there it is.
Colonel Pot Smoke.
Suicide is painless.
Frank is too soon.
According to Aaron Hernandez.
Too soon. Too soon.
Oh, come on.
See, I knew you would go
How's that
there.
Too soon? He's an ass. He murdered somebody. I don't care if he hung himself in his cell.
I knew you would do that.
I'm going to take care of him for life.
I knew
you would.
Loser. Yeah. Corny, obvious lines. It is MASH. I knew it.
That's what I love about Frank. He says all the things we're thinking. We're too afraid to say.
But I was thinking, no, I don't want to say this. No way.
He didn't want to say it. He didn't want me to say it. He knew what I was thinking.
But he needs me to say it. But I knew you would, so I didn't have to.
Thanks, Frank.
That's what I'm here for. We got Bill Thomas filling in for Lisa May with the traffic. What's going on, Bill?
That's Traffic Update. I'm Bill Thomas, 95.5 KLOS.
Before we get to the news, I got some bad news for you, Frosty.
Put the bottle down, Frank. Like, why are you holding a bottle of Millard?
Because Eric just informed me that during Get the Fake Out. Now, did an audience member inform you about this?
Yes. Thank you to Chris on Twitter.
Thanks, Chris, that all the headlines are true but one. Right. And the one that we made up here in-house was about Alexa doing a citizen's arrest on a home burglary. That was completely fake because we made it up. Now, right, all the other ones we find we think are true. But turns out the one that you chose, Frosty, the bearded dragon.
No.
I went with citizen's arrest.
Yeah. Oh, you chose Alexa and you chose bearded dragon. Yeah. And then the loser had to do a shot of Malort.
Her.
So the bearded dragon was real. And so Carrie had to do a shot of Malort. Well, it turns out that was a late April Fool's news story. And it's not real. So that means you both were correct on Get the Fake Out. And whoever did the bearded dragon can call up and get their prize. So call back and tell Sammy it was you.
Well, there you go.
Wait.
Hey,
the bearded
it's an honor
dragon
system.
Wasn't real?
That was a fake headline. I'm sorry.
So you need to regurgitate that shot, which you stole.
No, you need to take a shot because she
yeah,
was...
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you both...
No,
yeah,
she just,
you do. We both get punished for being right.
And I'll take a shot for being fooled by a fake headline. So I'll do a shot as well.
Oh, God. But it's
but you know what? I feel like I got punished just because it wasn't real. I was excited about that.
And your punishment was severe. You did a double shot.
Okay.
I protest this. This is something weird about
look
this.
Look at how much you're pouring.
Would you stop? Stop pouring double shots of Malort. The
now
worst
tasting
thing.
Now I feel like
thing.
You guys are going to be tortured with this so much that you're going to end up liking it.
No, this stuff is, you can never like it.
Well, that's what the meth heads say the first time they...
Even meth heads are like, no, I'll pass.
Bottoms up, boys.
How many times you heard that, Frosty?
Shouldn't Carrie have to do another one?
No. I've already done two voluntarily.
Right, here we go.
Oh.
Oh.
God, that makes me happy.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Just to watch two grown men suffer. It's minty.
Actually, did someone drop a mint in that?
No, it's minty.
It's got a weird mintiness to it today.
It's like Listerine.
Yes.
Every batch is slightly different and more repulsive than the last.
That should How be many their bottles of this have you gotten through? No,
it's getting worse.
Yeah, they hit you right about the... Ah!
Yeah, but wait, it's the gift that keeps on giving. So then it's going to hit your stomach in a minute, and then it starts sweating.
That's like radiation after you drop a bomb. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
this might kill you. Malort on 12 Top... I can't even talk.
Yep, on that. That's
right. 12 cups of coffee.
Well, cut me off in half an hour. No, we got the night show tonight, 9 to 11, back on the night shift.
Yeah, night shift at 9 o'clock. Oh, you haven't heard that. Well... It'll be a
crazy one tonight, 9 to 11.
Well, while you guys are digesting, should we do news?
Yes, do have news stories for us.
Because I feel great.
I need a trash can.
Today's news is brought to you by Norm Reeves Honda. Super prices, super selection. Visit the Norm Reeves Honda Superstore online at normreeveshonda.com. So Bill Cosby.
Didn't expect that.
Gave us this bottle of Malort.
Yeah, I mean, seriously.
The show's over.
Bill Cosby is launching a PR blitz to improve his image.
No, there's no way. And if it's successful, we need to hire that guy.
Well, let's see if he pulls this off.
Who takes that job?
Agree more. Well,
I'm a PR guy, and Bill Cosby calls up. I'm like, I'm sorry, schedule's full. Click.
Good luck with that.
So he's going to be reportedly, he's going to launch a PR blitz to make people like him again. A source says his daughter, his wife, and famous friends like Felicia Rashad, who played his wife on the Huxtables, will talk about what a great guy he is.
Well, you know, Jeffrey Dahmer's friends and family could say the same thing. I mean, it's too late to rehabilitate this guy. We know what he did. There's enough people who said he did it that we believe it. So just because you had a great show and you were a trailblazing entertainer for years, yes, it's all well and good, and you entertained us when you were doing your good stuff, but you did some bad stuff. We can't forget the bad stuff. So, you know, if I assassinate the president and trot out you guys and my mom to say what a great guy I was, you're not going to forget that I assassinated
the president. No, but doesn't that work? I mean, you use that example, but, you know, when John Hinckley was trying to get out of prison, don't people show up on his behalf?
Yeah, and but then, character reference. People, look what you did.
Yeah, I'm saying it doesn't mean necessarily that you're getting out. This is not going to work. This is a parole hearing to the public, and everyone's putting him back in jail.
It's not going to work at all. Good
I
luck
mean,
with
his
that.
Daughter and his wife sort of have an obligation to stand up and go, "Dad's cool," right?
No,
they do though.
Really,
in a way, it's family. You kind of
you side with
kind of have to. Anyway, Bill's sexual assault trial starts on June 5th.
Is he blind now and everything? They're saying he's not even fit for trial?
They say he's blind, but you could fake that.
Wait, just being blind doesn't make you unfit for trial.
Like, sympathy.
Like, he's so sick that, you know, he's going to be dead soon, so why keep tarnishing it to actually make him guilty? If it stops now, then it never happened, right?
Well, you want
because
sympathy.
It's the same as trying like someone who's already doing a life sentence.
Kind of like if you're asleep, it never happened, right?
Anyway. Mm-hmm. I'm ashamed of you.
Could you fake blindness, by the way? Let's say I want sympathy
from
the jury.
Yeah, by doing this.
Okay, yeah. See no evil, monkey. If the freedom is on the line, I want sympathy from the jury. I'm going to fake all kinds of things, including blindness and deafness. I can ignore people.
But what if I did that hand in your face and I stopped?
If my life's on the line, I'll train myself not to see the hand getting ready to flip my eyeball. I think he could fake blindness. And that's he may be doing that. I don't know.
Yeah, but he's also 100 years old. He's not faking anything. He's legit just losing his eyesight, but that doesn't make him unfit for trial. Okay.
It's like Eric's dad. He fakes blindness.
Listen, in about 5 minutes, that with guy. All that Malort, you guys are also going to be blind. So.
I've never seen a blind guy volunteer to play croquet.
My dad is blind. I told you, he can see shapes and lights, and that's all he can see.
So he was made for croquet.
You just have to point him in the right direction a lot of times.
So he always loses at croquet.
Oh, yeah, he's no good at it. But he wants to
No,
be
you gotta hit the ball
group.
That way, Dad. Hit the ball that way.
You just have to humor him.
He's on the other side of the park by himself.
So he has to take your word for it. How'd I do? Oh, it was terrible.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Do you drive him around the block a couple of times and then bring him back to the backyard? Just hit it anywhere, Dad. We're in the field.
Yeah, we tell him that we just took a flight to Hawaii. Isn't it beautiful, Dad? Here we are on vacation.
Put a lay on him, put some music on.
You're a jerk. And that's the news.
That's all the news we have. In other news... We all should be so lucky to die like this guy. A 67-year-old man named Robert White was at a strip club in El Paso, Texas, getting a lap dance when suddenly he was unresponsive. the stripper's first instinct was to think that he was faking it to get out of paying for the dance. Son of a bitch.
See, you could fake death.
But, except he wasn't faking it, so she started actually trying to do CPR on him.
Oh.
With her butt.
What? Yeah. She did a chest dance. And, no, he died.
Oh,
paramedics
God.
Rushed to the club. They couldn't revive him, and he was pronounced dead at the hospital shortly after. For now, the cause of death is listed as natural causes. So there's no like suffocation with her boobs, nothing like that.
You know, the guy left with a big smile, and it's like me dying at the buffet.
What a way to go, huh?
That would be a happy way to go.
Is that how you want to go? How do you want to go, Carrie?
Peacefully.
Peacefully?
I mean, right now, let me finish that bottle of Malort.
And just go to sleep and
bye-bye.
Die. 1-800-955-5567 is the number. We are going to take a quick break and coming right back. Do you want to tease anything, Frosty? What you got coming up?
Well, I'll tell you what. When we come back, I'll tell you if you should be sleeping naked or not. There's a reason why you
yes,
should.
The answer is yes.
Okay, well, that covers that. We come back, we'll talk about... Would you ever do drugs with your kids?
Yes. Wait, we talked about that
yesterday.
Okay,
we come back, we'll talk about
it. With your kids. Melissa Etheridge, smoking weed with his kids.
Where was I? Was I here for that yesterday?
I think it was Night Show.
Really? Whoa. Oh, it was the Night Show. Oh, I slipped through that.
No, it was actually the Day Show. You guys are both wasted.
I wasn't here for that
we talked about that.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, my God. I have to go back and listen.
Oh, I got it. We come back absolutely nothing. Worth hearing.
Yeah,
I have some things.
You got some more stuff?
Yeah, like The Rock and Vin Diesel apparently are making up. Kendall Jenner's got some ironic news. We'll get to all that.
We'll get to all that when we come back. We're Frosty, Addy, and Frank.
Live from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Frosty, Addy, and Frank show winding down. We still got the night shift tonight starting at 9 p.m., so if you haven't heard that, tune in tonight. From 9 to 11.
Is Kerry Keegan with us on the night shift tonight?
No, you're going to be on the night shift again?
Yep.
Sweet.
Yay!
You will have to drag me out of here.
I have thoroughly enjoyed.
She's a United passenger.
Oh.
Come on, Kerry.
Too soon, Frank.
You got to get out of here.
You're just the king of too soon.
Really too soon.
Yeah, it's too soon.
You didn't know that mental stop sign. But I thoroughly enjoyed Carrie filling in for not only just Heidi, but Lisa as well. And to celebrate that, I brought out some beers.
You brought beer?
If you'd like to join me.
Yeah.
What is that?
This is Coors.
The banquet beer, the Coors.
Yeah.
Hey.
I couldn't find the beer bottle opener, so I...
You can do it with your teeth? No, Frosty, don't do... Oh!
There we go. Yeah.
Did you just lose an incisor?
It's like getting new ones at Walmart. Later.
Don't do that. I just retweeted from my Twitter account, at Frank Army. Somebody already made a meme about Aaron Hernandez. And it says, hangs himself 3 years into life sentence. Patriots always cheat.
Oh, no. No.
That's your Frank Army. Those are your
Aaron
people.
Hernandez, not guilty. KNOT.
Oh,
come on.
No.
Come on. How's that too soon?
No.
Just shake your head and go. You're doing a dance called a no.
So, on that subject for a second, the Patriots are in the going to Washington, D.C. to meet the president in the White House. But Tom Brady's not going. He's citing family incident, and six other players are not going. So I don't know if the other
That's
six
That's weird
are...
to me, because isn't Tom Brady a big Trump supporter?
Well, he's probably been to the White House several times.
Not the point, really. This is sort of like a team
effort
thing.
It's a team thing. I'm just wondering if Brady and the other six, are they not going because they don't like Trump? Because some people, protest the president.
No, Brady and Trump are like buddies.
He's not going today. So what's going on with his family then? Frank, it's the president you're speaking
of. Is that one T or two?
However you want to take that.
But see, you made everyone image that in their brain now. They're all seeing that. Who's the bottom?
Trump.
I agree.
No, I think Tom's the bottom.
No.
Trump would never be a bottom.
Football
That's right.
Would never
That's
be
right.
A bottom.
Trump would not.
Trump's top.
Unless it's Vladimir.
Yeah, but you
then he's bad.
You know that most of the power people like to be submissives later, like when no one's watching.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's why I got that.
Butt bodies.
Trump and Bill O'Reilly. Who's where? Bill, I think Bill's...
Bill's top.
Yeah, Bill's top. Yeah. I think
butt
Trump
bodies.
But we digress, don't we?
Yeah, what were you telling us?
Nothing. Okay. Cheers.
Sweet. Oh, where's my beer?
It's over there. Here's to all of you who've been putting up with this.
I already lost it.
You involuntarily hit it.
Cheers.
I think you're secretly hiding it from me. Oh, there we go.
Butt buddies.
Don't do that when we're drinking.
Hey, speaking of butt buddies, that has nothing to do with butt buddies.
Yes.
The Rock and Vin Diesel made up.
Because they're big bitty. Who's the top?
Did you guys see Fast and Furious yet?
Rock and Vin Diesel. Who's top? Who's bottom?
Oh,
top or bottom? The game we're playing.
The Rock is top.
Rock. Yeah.
Rock is top.
Yeah.
Rock is top.
Good old Rocky top.
They're probably just touching tips.
Would you
it's an argument over who's top and bottom for so long. They're just going to touch tips. Pee-pee kisses.
I would so watch that. I would watch it so hard.
Oh, that's your type, right? That's your type of porn right there.
If you throw in Jason Momoa, I'm never, ever leaving.
Aquaman's tip.
That's a trident.
That would hurt.
Yeah, well, did anybody see Fast and Furious?
Haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, I haven't
I guess
seen it.
Smashed all kinds of records around
but
the world.
But apparently we're the only ones.
Yeah, everyone
biggest
else
opening
seen
for a movie weekend ever?
Ever!
Of all movies?
Of all everything.
It always breaks records every time they have a new one. But sources are saying that The Rock and Vin Diesel have patched up their differences and they're going to do yet another Fast and Furious movie.
Well, hot diggity damn.
It's a moneymaker. They're probably getting points on the back end. They're billionaires.
So, oh. Apparently they've met privately several times. Shut it, Frank.
See, don't go there. Don't.
Since the animosity began last summer and things between them now are, quote, good, and they're both, quote, 1,000% in. That sounds like
I
a
hate
Trump
when people
quote
do that. Yeah. 1,000%, 1,500,000%, 1,000,002% in.
For the next movie.
Butt right bodies.
I am so in.
I'm excited about it. I like it. I like when, you know what I loved about Breaking Bad so much? That everyone on the cast and crew knew that this was important enough to keep it together. They were all friends. They knew that if you keep the fans happy and you keep everybody on the set happy, this is going to be huge.
Yeah, Frank. I totally agree. A show should appreciate what they have and how much the fans like them, and they should never ever allow anyone to leave the show because that would be a horrible, terribly offensive thing for someone to do. A slap in the face of the fans and to the team. Personally, I would never do that, and I can't even conceive of it. Regardless of the reasons, valid as they were,
all right,
or
when
not.
When I force my retirement on you someday, you better hold me down, all right?
Hold you down as in...
Butt.
And by the way, back to the movie setting a box office record. Yes, I know it did great. Did gangbusters, but... And that's one T.
Okay, thank you for clarifying.
But don't forget, ticket prices keep going up, 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 up. So yeah, the box office receipts you make from a film released today, if it's not adjusted for inflation.
Did they adjust it for inflation?
No, they didn't. They say, but of course it makes more because the prices keep going up. So if you, like Titanic released 20 years ago, unless you adjust for inflation.
No, I still think that there's so many other things you could be doing. Like I said, we haven't seen the movie, so we did other things. There's so many other things to draw our attention away. Back in the day, you only had the movies to go to. So everybody was going to see it. I mean, that's like when MASH went off the air, you know, their last episode, the biggest episode watched of all time, because there was nothing else to go watch. It was like, what, 40 million people watched MASH go off the air?
More than is yeah, whatever.
No, that was literally everyone that got a TV at that point.
Yeah.
It still holds true because there's other things to do.
How does
Breaking Bad was a great show. I mean, but there's other things. I mean, how does it equate? Meaning, you can't really say adjust for inflation because with less things to do back then, you went to the movies or you went to the bar.
Yeah.
So you have to adjust for viewership.
Yes.
How would you do that, though? It's impossible to...
Now we're spread so thin. That's why the attention span of the person out there, it's a goldfish now. It's 7 seconds.
Seven? That seems like a lot.
That's like me having sex at least 3 times. No, I'm not that quick.
With the same person?
Oh,
twice.
Frank used to have the hots for Sigourney Weaver. Didn't you have a fantasy of her in Alien? The panty scene?
Yeah.
She emerged from the spaceship in a panty.
She had to crawl into an astronaut's suit. And she had just a wife beater on and some white panties.
Yes.
She was in stasis or sleeping or something. And she's crawling in. She hikes that leg up. And I paused the VCR on that one. That was Spankovision for me for a long time.
Well, I've got good news for you, buddy. your fantasies may come back to life. They may spring back up. Boing! Because Sir Ridley Scott has announced, when asked, he has two more Alien prequels he wants to do. Wasn't Pegasus or Paniscius or Parnassus or whatever?
What was that?
Prometheus.
Promiscuous. Whatever. So he wants to do two more Alien prequels, and they've asked him, well, okay, if you do prequels, is there a place for Sigourney Weaver? Well, that's impossible because she's continued to age. He has said he's considering using Sigourney and using computer CGI and graphics to de-age her, like they did with Benjamin Button and Brad, what's his name?
Pitt.
They're going to make her look young again. They could do that now.
Why not just cast somebody to be young Sigourney Weaver?
Because they can have Sigourney Weaver and de-age her and make her look young and wife Beaver panty scene again, even before.
I'm amazing. Not against it, to be honest. The technology is so good now that I would rather have her being her than have someone else try and be her.
But convincing. I'm glad they decided against having Princess Leia in episode 9. You know, because she was in episode 8 because they've already shot some stuff, Carrie Fisher. And they're like, is she going to be in 9? Or to CGI her continuing through the whole saga, I think that's wrong.
Well, they should have. I see nothing wrong with finishing the film she was working on.
Well, yeah, but not the next film they haven't started shooting yet.
Depending what the relatives say.
CGI. It was pretty great.
Leonard Nimoy's son says, his name's Adam Nimoy, says he has no problem if they want to bring Spock back to life with de-aging technology. He says that's fine. Bring Dad back to Spock.
No, but here's the flaw in that story. What? is that was real life. Yeah. He actually came back. This isn't technology. We're talking like Spock actually came back.
In the search for Spock?
Like in real life.
Oh, he did. In the search for Spock. On the Genesis planet.
Yes.
Well, yes, he did. Marge Scorsese says he's going to use younger versions of Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, and Joe Pesci for his film The Irishman. He's going to use computer trickery to de-age those guys.
Oh, come on. Just do something new.
I think it's brilliant technology. Put to the great use. Come on, Frank, get to see a young Sigourney Weaver. Panty scene part 2, part 3?
I don't know how to take that. They got him sleeping naked.
You know, it's a good thing you're sleeping naked, Frank. Sleeping naked is actually good for you, according to science and studies. You know why?
You don't say.
Two reasons.
Because the crabs can get out. That's a little flashback from yesterday.
Circulation?
It lowers your body temperature, which helps you get to sleep, and it's healthier for your, if you're a guy, it's healthier for your...
Wearing underwear heats you up, unless you're wearing MeUndies.
You want to let those things breathe, is what he's getting at.
Don't want to constrict and overheat during the night, and so naked helps. Also, secondly, they say skin-to-skin contact in the bedroom leads to more feelings of intimacy and closeness with your partner, if you have one. So sleep naked.
You can only do that skin-to-skin for probably 5 minutes.
Oh, God, you're
max.
One of those.
No, I'm talking about somebody gets too hot. You're like, okay, that was fun.
Says every dude ever.
Because we're hot and you guys are always cold. And it's like, all right, get off me.
Shut up.
I'm sweating over
it's
here.
It's just rude. I am not cold.
You like cuddling?
Yes.
It's your 98-degree heater. Undercovers and a big old comforter.
You know what? I don't need much, but give me something. Don't, like, roll over and just pretend I'm not there.
How many days does it take before you just order food and sit on the couch? Like where that becomes comfortable. Where, you know, we don't have to go out.
Seven?
All right. That's a little much.
I'd say 2 years.
What? That's too much?
Yes, because they've asked people. That milestone where you have to stop. You don't feel like you have to keep trying.
You drop
like,
your edge.
You want to stay inside tonight and we'll sit on the couch. And it counts as a date where you're that comfortable with one another. You stop trying to impress. They say that answer is now the third date.
What?
The third date is couch and dinner in, you don't have to go out and impress anymore, which means the old third date was it's time to get it on because it took you out 3 times. So if the third date is sit on the couch, that means we've already done it. So first date or second date is the appropriate date to get it on.
Well,
is that what's the age group of the people we're talking about?
I don't know, dating people.
Yeah. So I'm guessing that we're probably we're talking about like 20-year-olds.
Is it? Yeah, probably. I mean, but if I was 50,
I don't know if you guys noticed, but it's the 70s again. And everyone's just having sex on the first date.
I know. What the hell, man?
You missed it, man.
You
were, I was born in the wrong generation.
And we went through the 70s and survived.
I was born in the generation of AIDS.
Well, that's
the
sexy.
Diet candy?
Well, yeah, the diet candy as well. But yeah, the generation of AIDS, where that was the scare. And, you know, and now with Tinder, and it's just the hookup generation where it's like, you didn't even care about that stuff.
You know what's weird?
One in five people have HPV now. It's no big deal.
What? One in five?
No, that's for sure.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
One in five.
My generation, AIDS wasn't around yet, not to date myself, but what we had to worry about was called VD.
The clap.
Venereal disease.
Valentine's Day? I thought that was a celebration.
Not back then, not in those days.
Oh, you're afraid of the heart on.
And on the subject of sex comes a story from Austria. I'm going to show you a statue a man erected in his yard. It's 6 feet
How
tall.
How come you don't get bleeped?
But I haven't. Because I walk the line. I will show you the photo. What do you think he erected in his yard that upset his neighbors that was 6 feet tall and made of hard concrete? What do you suppose?
Trump statue.
A metaphor.
I'm right.
It was a metaphor, yes. A metaphor for Trump. This he put in his yard. It looks like a big tombstone.
No, it looks like a giant penis.
I mean, it looks like the stone you'd use for a big tombstone, but it clearly is what it is.
It looks like a rocket ship with pubes.
It even has pubes on it. Oh, my God.
Neighbors complained, so he put a big, huge condom on it. An orange condom.
Yeah. It's a giant tent.
That kind of looks like a giant middle finger with the condom on it, so it's covering the boys as well.
That was his way of covering it.
So now the neighbors are stuck looking at this. Didn't take it down. He just made it safer to look at.
Thank you for joining us today on the Frost, Hattie, and Frank show. Tomorrow, Matt Eisenman's going to be in here reading the news and also going to play Who's Going to Hell at 6 a.m., the most controversial game in radio. And the Schmoes, who know movies, are going to be in here talking about what's opening in theaters on Friday and their trip to Florida for the big Star Wars convention, how that went for them. But we need to thank Kerry Keegan once again for coming in and hanging out with the last 2 days.
Woo-hoo!
She's going to continue tonight with the night shift starting at 9 p.m. But thank you for coming in. Awesome job. The door's always open whenever you want to come back, okay?
Don't say that if you don't mean it.
Oh,
I'll be back tomorrow.
Matt and Kerry tomorrow.
Butt buddies.
So now we got
butt buddies.
And the RV is going to be out tomorrow. Where's it going to be? At the Donut Man.
The Donut Man.
At
the
Glendora.
And Donut Shop in Glendora. So go out there at 915 East Route 66 in Glendora. Get some donuts. Get your picture taken with the RV. You just might win concert tickets. Hashtag FHF show.
That's the good news. The bad news is we offended some of you. We need to say we're sorry
yes,
to the
we
following.
Do.
To Big and Tall Shop Shoppers, White Castle, IKEA Chefs, and Ice Cream Drunks.
Sylvester Stallone. I think we did that yesterday, too. Sorry, Sly. The Buffalo Jills, Winger, and Pillow Queens.
The Patriots, Listerine, Auto Shop Students, and the McNugget Buddies.
Trump, Hogan's Heroes, Seamstresses, Bedazzled Karaoke DJs, and Wonder Woman.
Peeps, Costco, Adidas, and Hikers.
Swiss Miss, Zero Candy Bars, Prince, and Odor.
Hippie Stoners, Playboy Playmates, Julia Roberts, and Titanic's Passengers.
My dad made the list. The Geico Gecko, Applebee's, and Malort.
Hardworking waitresses, babysitters, barbecue pits, Kerry Keegan, and Kerry Keegan's father. You really have to listen to the whole show. We are Frosty, Hattie, and Frank. Mwah.
Sports on Tap. On the Rock of Southern California. 95.5 KLOS.
Well, the Angels finally snapped out of their funk, getting some hits and finally producing some runs with a good pitching performance from Ricky Nolasco. They beat the Astros 5-2. Dodgers, not so fortunate. Falling to the Rockies 4-3. Hyunjin Ryu is 0-3. And from Staples Center, Clippers put one in the win column, evening their series with the Jazz at one game apiece. 99-91, Chris Paul posted 21, and Blake Griffin led the way with 24. I'm Pete Fox at Sports on Tap on the Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS.